we're just firing up the phone lines right now.
Love,
we'll put some on more. We're getting it ready right now.
Got that hotline bling.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we ain't messing around, guys.
Can I grab my lip gloss right quick? I feel ashy.
Yeah. Hurry up, though. Be fast.
Okay, okay,
bring it to the table.
Yeah, we can share.
That's mine, but I don't want to get up, too.
Oh, my God.
What's your Instagram again?
Real Shay Sav.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Dun, dun, dun. Ain't that what you mean? Ain't that what you mean?
You
know the first one.
I like on the side.
Yeah, because you're either first to answer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know.
I looked so dumb last night. I was like on that side. I
totally forgot about that. Yeah. That's why you want the middle, Bianca?
This is exactly what.
Yeah, that's me too. That's how I feel too.
Bianca, everyone's whatever you fix.
It looks fine. No.
Yeah.
I feel like
guys,
keep
we're going to do a story real quick for Instagram. Just to put for you guys on the other one too as well. So here we go.
We're way behind. We got to get going, guys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever y'all ready.
Cool. You fixed it.
All right. So. So one, just say like fresh and fit, like
I'll get out the way.
No, you gotta be in it.
You want me in it?
Okay,
yeah.
I don't want to scream in the mic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it off.
One, two, three.
Fresh
and fit.
We the best.
Woo-hoo! Let's get it.
Yeah. In America.
Let's go.
Billboard number one.
Thanks.
Top 100. Top 10.
All right, and then in the middle of the show, we're gonna announce our giveaway, that we're running right now, and then yeah.
How can I enter the giveaway? Or can I enter?
Yeah, you can. You can. You just refer people to the podcast. That's it.
Yeah, just put on your story.
So like kind of like what I did today.
All right, let's. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, but you got to use like you referred them to the video. Yeah, you got a special code. So, okay, and I'll talk about the rules in it. All right, you guys ready to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this thing going,
man. 3, 2, 1.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. I know we're a little bit behind schedule, but we got 5 ladies in the house, which is why we're late.
Yep.
Let's get into the show, guys. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Air Podcast. It's fucking Friday, man. And, yes, welcome
it's
to the
Friday.
Weekend.
It's Friday.
It's almost here.
Wait. Is it Freaky Friday? OnlyFans?
Yeah.
the
double one.
What?
All right, guys. Quick announcement before we get into the show. We got a great show for you guys today. And it's going to be a call-in show as well. We got the lovely ladies to get another perspective on this. We're going to cover a couple of topics that we saw in the news that are trending. And it's going to be a great show, guys. And I know you guys see a lot of familiar faces on. We'll introduce the ladies for some of you guys that are new to the show. But real fast, patreon.com/freshfit, guys, where you can get all the behind-the-scenes content, you know, from OnlyFans. Well, the Spin the Wheel shows that we do that are not safe for work, kick-out cams.
Dirty.
The weekly Zoom calls that we have, video responses for our patrons.
We post
a
video every day of questions you guys have given to us. So we just posted a new one today regarding what is genuine desire burning. Needy girl.
Yep, guys. And we literally, every day, we're posting on Patreon, man. So check us out over there, patreon.com/freshfitman. Check us out. No one posts as much on Patreon as we do in the Manosphere. Also, guys, check us out on Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. We're going to put the Anchor link below. Guys, Anchor gets you to any podcast platform that you listen to, whether it's, you know, Cat, what there's a bunch of different weird ones. I don't even know the name. Acast, whatever it is. But we go to all the platforms. So just go on Anchor. The link is below. Click there and then pick whatever, podcast platform you listen to, whether it's Spotify, Apple, or Google. Those are the top 3, but we're even on the smaller ones as well. Check us out. Just make sure you wear headphones so you don't get fired from your job. Next, merch, guys. FresherPodcastStore.com. We got all the merch there. It's back in stock to include the new Who Hurt You shirts and the I Feel Like shirts that everyone loves so much. And we got the Legacy, you know, Unplugged Fitness shirts, these shirts, the hoodies. They're all there. Check us out. And then also, guys, we got the other shirt, Stay Over There shirts, but you can only get that from being in the campaign, which I'll break down a little bit further in the show. And then also, guys, check us out with the vlog channel. Fresh has a vlog channel.
Guys, for Behind the Scenes, Man of My Life, Chris Tramiron, check it out. We go on trips. Whenever we go on dates, whenever we travel, you can see us live in color, even behind the studio with the girls. Check it out.
Exactly. So, and then also, guys, check us out on Twitch. If you guys want to see these lovely ladies in 1080p, go ahead and check us out. Twitch.tv/FreshFitPodcast. And, it's September, so sub to the channel over there, guys. Follow the channel and help us out. And then Chris also has a Twitch.
Hey guys, follow me on Twitch on Aaron C. Poxon. Tonight I'll be streaming. So let's get out. Join me in the road to 1,000 subs on Twitch. Right now I currently have 553. So let's get it.
There you go. We all going up, man.
Yeah, we all going up, man. Ain't no haters going to stop us. And then also, guys, video reactions, DM our boy, Trey Talk Sports. He will not respond to you because he's an antisocial loser, but it's okay. He'll be licking his lips somewhere.
Trey's a nice guy.
Yeah, shout out to Trey. and then, guys, on Instagram, Fresher Podcast on Instagram, and we just made a new Instagram.
For the girls.
Fresher Podcast Girls.
Podcast Girls, yeah.
Yeah, and that's our official one, guys. If you see any other one, or for the ladies out there, if you see any other Fresher Podcast one that tries to tell you, oh, come to our show at this weird location.
Guys,
like, nah, bro.
It's
like,
not me or mine or Fresh. Don't even.
Yeah. My official Instagram is UnpluggedFit1T. His is Freshman CEO. It's verified, blue checks, so you know it's him. And then Chris is Aaron C. Poxon. And we're working actually to get our stuff verified, guys, because there's been a lot of people posing as us. So you'll see us with blue checks all soon.
Weird, man.
But let's introduce the lovely ladies on the panel. I know some of you guys might know who some of them are, but just in case they're first time, let's go start.
Man, y'all should already know who they are. But in case you don't know who they are, just give us your name, your age, what you do for a living, and what's new.
Well, thanks for locking in, Fresh and Fit fam. For those of you who don't know me already, I go by the name of Shorty D. Me and the his house. You already know it's good.
Or Cardi D.
Or Cardi C, because that's what y'all dub me as. I love y'all, so I'm going to let y'all slide with that one. But I am currently 24 years old. I am a musician by night, and I am administration support by day. I'm single, and what's new? I've been seeking passive, I guess, entrepreneurship and researching more on things I just want to do lately. So, yeah, that's the wave right now.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, what's up, y'all? My name is Rhea Shay Sav, as you probably know already. I'm 21 years old. You said our relationship size?
Oh, you don't have to do that. It's a daytime show. It's okay. Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay.
It's what we do for a living, and then what's
new? It's stuck in my head
new?
From the night show. I'm a model and artist. You know, I do all the fun stuff that there is. You can find everything on Real Shay Sav is my Instagram. And what's new? Nothing really. Just enjoying the Miami weather. You know the vibe.
We're Miami.
Hey, we're Miami.
All right. Bianca.
Hi.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So tell the people what's new with you. How are you?
I'm good. Just kidding. Okay, you guys can go on my Instagram. It's Bianca Michelle EEX7. You guys can click the link on my bio, and you'll be able to see what is coming soon.
Okay. Well, anything else new with you? You got your fitness business going?
Yes. That's
okay.
The link in my bio.
Okay, the link in your bio.
Yo, Mari.
Yeah. What's up? Oh, it's yeah, Bianca's laugh. So, yeah, people already know. So, all right, cool. What about you, Maya?
Hey guys, it's Maya, aka SJ, aka Slow Jam. What's good? You guys know I rap, but if you didn't know, now you know, nigga. Okay, look, and then go to my website, www.sowjmz.net, not.com.net. What's new? Check out all my music videos. They are really dope. And I got a dope one coming up, tribute to X, Tentacion,
X. Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
How's that?
Cool.
Nina.
Hi guys, I'm happy to be back. I was just here 48 hours ago. Just took a break and came back. I'm 25 years old. I do OnlyFans. And a lot has happened since I went on and got off. Lots of things happened.
A lot of things happened?
Due
okay.
to that podcast.
No, I'm sure. That twerking was on something else.
Oh man.
Yeah. You got a bunch of dick pics or what?
Well, I got some troll accounts calling me,
yep.
calling me a whore.
Oh.
it be like
How
that.
How dare you?
How dare you do that to her?
Oh,
How dare you?
Oh, you're well.
So sweet. People at my boyfriend's house saw me.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, well, it is what it is, man. So, all right.
But, guys, I just told them that if they want me to stop shaking my booty on Fresh and Fit, they can cash out me $10,000 a month.
Oh, okay.
Nothing less.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
That's a fair price.
You got to pay. All right, fair enough.
Wow.
So, we got to cut.
Wow.
Super chat. Shout out to Nita, by the way. Just keeping it real. Okay. 888, $5. Have any of you read Unplugged Alpha? Also, any book suggestions? Yeah, I have it, man. I didn't finish reading it, but, you know, shout out to Rich Cooper and them. Jeffrey, does Fresh use Teach Hanley on his feet? Send pic.
I do not. And, bro, you are weird, bro. God damn it.
Slow Jam's biggest simp. Okay. Yo, Maya, can I slowly jam this hammer in you? And why does Fresh look like a Dusty Boss cream donut?
Oh, my God.
I kind of got to say that, Maya.
No.
Okay, and then another one, 99 cents. Thank you, Slow Jam's biggest simp. Okay, 4.99. Dope Films Detroit. Was gonna ask you guys to cover this, but didn't want to bring unwanted energy. Serious topics. Thanks for the shedding more light to it. Don DeMarco for y'all.
Yep.
Yeah, and actually, you know what? I give Maya some credit. She was actually the one that brought it, and I was reluctant to talk about it. But you know what? I said, you know what? We got some ladies on the panel. We got some guys on the panel, so we'll be able to give you guys two different perspectives on it. And,
also, guys, you can actually call in as well and chime into this topic as well.
Yes, we're gonna react to it, talk about it, and then we're all gonna open up the phone lines. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna prioritize super chats, and then phone lines, kind of like we did before, just stagger. So super chats come first, and then we'll hit the phone lines and everything else like that. And we'll release the phone number here in a second. After we're done, Dope Films Detroit was gonna ask you guys. Oh, never mind, I read that one. Thank you so much. And then Michael Meestroke, likes are free. Yeah, guys, please like the video, man, and subscribe to the channel. We're only about 30 away from 388K. So help us get to 388K, guys, and to that road to 1 million. And we'll talk a little bit more about the sweepstakes in the middle of the show. What else do we got here? $5 from Venom2333. I never got that spin from SJ the last time she was on. Can I get a spin now, or is it too early for that?
No way.
Up to you.
I guess.
Okay. No, she's a good shape, guys.
No, wait.
Okay. Yeah. You want to do it?
Yeah.
Up to you.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, Maya.
Slow it down.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hit camera 7 real quick, Chris.
That's one thing.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Four's better.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. So, okay. I knew people. Oh, shit.
Everyone was like, oh, my God.
All right. $10. What's good, fellas? Ideas for the 500K show. You guys have the largest panel of women to date with an outdoor audience of men wearing blue caps. That's over 9,000. The road to a milli, baby. Thank you so much.
That's pretty dope. Chat, chill out. All right, relax, chat.
RIP Red Pill Mike, $5 from Michael Meestroke. Absolutely, rest in peace to him. Keen O, can you please clip the whole response to Canto Mando's video about girls paying a whole day's dating experience? I don't know what that is. And then Bianca's laugh again. And then we got our boy Solo TV 84.
Solo TV
84. I need you to... I need you to show for me, though. I need that exclusive interview. You've been ducking me. LOL, just kidding. Bro, I hit you a million times to talk about that interview, and you ducked me.
Solo, you know where to find us.
Black Wolf Inc., $5. Okay, so now a few girls have appeared on the show more than 5X. Congrats to the sexy chick in the back. You have the longest streak in appearance. Who's he talking about?
Boy, Nina.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, Nina's been on the most. I think you're number one for appearances, right?
Yeah, nine shows now.
Well, I hope you guys don't get tired of me.
Oh, no. They love the twerking.
We're tolerating you.
Just keep twerking.
Nah, I mean, guys, these girls are really cool behind the scenes, man. They help out a lot behind the scenes, so that's why we have them on the panel on a daytime show. Desmond Montgomery, $2. Glad to see the favorite returning ladies back. Absolutely, man. And then we got Asane online. Happy Friday, y'all. Question fit. Are core workouts like push-ups, sit-ups, ab crunches, etc. without equipment pointless? Also, how to apply cologne? No, they're not pointless, man. Core work is always good, and calisthenics can actually – I have a video on it, man, and I posted on Instagram. DM me on Instagram, and I'll send you the studies on it with calisthenics. And then 899, deep in the snow, slow jams, looking fire. Oh, and then for cologne, guys, your neck and your wrists. Those are like the vital points. And then $20 from Little Ba. Shout out to Real Shay Sav. She's a cutie with a cool, friendly personality, swag, and always keeping it real. I like her positive vibe. Okay.
Damn.
She's Canadian. That's why. Mm. And then Physical Graffiti Czar, 35. Turned 20 today. Sending love to my family. Thanks for all the content. Road to 1 milli. Thank you so much, guys, for all the support. From this point forward, I think we're going to go, 10 and up, Chris?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. And then last one that just came in, Wabbit's three season?
Wabbit's season.
Happy Friday to my FNF fam, and shout out to Twitch gang. Yeah, shout out to the Twitch
shout
gang.
Shout out to
you,
brother.
Hey, fam, shout out to you, man.
Yeah,
me
shout out to the Twitch
me
gang.
Did a game online today, you know, 3 days ago, so awesome.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay, so we're going to cover a couple topics today, guys. We're going to do the OnlyFans one last,
yep.
But the first thing that we're going to break down is this article on this Missouri teacher, actually. And this actually came from Nina. You gave us this one, right? Or no, Maya gave this one, too? Okay, Maya's
Maya gave
teacher.
Everything, man.
Yeah, Maya's like, hey, we're going to talk about this.
She gave all the juice.
Topic. All right, so we're going to pull up the article for you guys right here.
Yep.
Chris, right can now. You get it up, please? I got to get my glasses because I'm blind here.
Oh,
almost knocking my stuff over. So this is from Fox News, the best news. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Missouri teacher resigns after being told to remove pride flag, not discuss sexuality. Teacher said he was trying to reassure students his class was welcoming for everyone. So scroll down here. So and this is in Missouri too, which is very interesting. And this I think this happened what a couple of days ago. A Missouri teacher has resigned from his position after being told to remove an LGBT pride flag from his classroom and refrain from discussing sexuality with students. John M. Wallace, a 22-year-old theater teacher at Neosho Junior High School in Southwest Missouri, announced on Twitter that he was resigning after parents complained about the pride flag in his classroom. Christian scholarship – oh, no, never mind. At the beginning of the school year – oh, you got some?
No, yeah, that was just like
a – it was an advertisement. Sorry, guys. At the beginning of the school year, I had two signs above my whiteboard that read, in this classroom, everyone is welcome, and an LGBTQ plus pride flag on my bookshelf, Wallace, an openly gay man, tweeted. This was an attempt to make my classroom more open and welcoming for all my students, and nothing was ever taught about the flag because it stood there as a reflection of my classroom as a safe place for my LGBTQIA plus students. Man, all those acronyms. They keep adding to it. And then here's his tweets right here, guys. September 4th, at the beginning of the school year, I had two signs above my – oh, okay, which we read that one. And then – okay, so he talks about – these are his tweets, right? So scroll down a little bit. Okay. In a Twitter thread, Wallace explained how parents complained about the flag and accused him of pushing his own personal political agenda in the classroom. I was then asked to sign a letter that stated I would not discuss human sexuality or my own personal sexuality in the classroom and could have no displays or coursework on those subjects, Wallace tweeted. This action was the reason for my resignation. Wallace has also filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. Oh, shit. Okay. And then Wallace said he was sent a letter by the school following the parents' complaints that if he is unable to present the curriculum in a matter that keeps your personal agenda on sexuality out of their narrative in the classroom discussion, we will ultimately terminate your employment. Damn, okay. They threatened him, hey, bro, you better stop with that or you're going to get fired. And that school district superintendent Jim Cummins said in a statement to the Springfield News Leader, as per all personal matters, there is a limited amount of information that is allowed to be shared by the school district. The school district did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Fox News, which is smart. You don't want to talk to them. And then let's see here. How much longer do we have here, Chris? Okay, pretty much done. Okay, I'll read this little part. Okay, Cummins added that Wallace was hired on August 13, 2021 and resigned September 1st, 2021. God damn, that's the fastest employment ever, bro.
Wow.
My man pulled instant transmission.
Yeah, bro, one month.
It's not even a school year, a quarter, man.
God damn, bro.
That was a Frank Castle.
Yeah. That's cool, Frank Castle hit, bro. My man didn't even get to hand out, like, the first test.
I know. It's like,
what should that again?
Yo.
It appears that there is a different set of rules if you are an LGBTQ plus educator, Wallace wrote on Twitter. Neosho has no mention of gender identity or sexual orientation in their non-discrimination policy, and that is disconcerting enough. Couple that with a policy banning anything that expresses part of me in the classroom and it makes for a hostile work environment. Ooh, here we go. The hostile work environment. And then Wallace told Fox News that despite the ordeal, he has no ill feelings towards Neosho, which I am going to have to say.
Stop the cap.
Anyway, I want people to know that I do not hate Neosho. I grew up here. I love the place. But this policy right now, because it doesn't protect LGBTQIA plus people, does not allow us to truly help all of our educators and all of our students, Wallace said. I don't want people to think that I have some vendetta against this district. I don't. I want to bring to light that this discrimination still exists and that there are policies that need to change. I don't at all hate Neosho. I love it. I love the place so much, and it kills me to be leaving. Okay, sir.
Stop the cap.
But anyway, ladies, I'm going to turn it to you guys. What are your thoughts on this? Who wants to go first and tackle this? And okay, go ahead, Maya.
The alphabet people have striked again.
Yeah.
He could express himself. No one's stopping him from expressing himself. It's just that we have to understand with the alphabet community, we are still talking about what you choose to do in the bedroom as an expression. That should not be expressed towards kids. Mm-hmm. I saw the flag. The flag was pretty small on the shelf. So I also understand why he was like, why is the district crying about it? I understand that too. It's not that big. Like, it's not a big flag next to the American flag.
Yeah.
It's on the bookshelf.
It's not like he's pledging allegiance to it every day.
I understand that. But he also had a rainbow keychain. He could have kept it there. It's just that if he wanted to inform the kids, which he shouldn't do, that's one thing. But it's like you are a part of the alphabet community as well. So now I think about my teacher likes penis. That's what I'm going to think about in the classroom. I don't know what grade he was teaching, but that's what I'm going to think. I'm not going to think about your rights and marching in the parade with thongs. I'm not going to think about that. So
that's facts, though.
I think it was kind of uncalled for on both sides. The district didn't have to go ham with him about the little flag, and he didn't have to bring the flag in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shay, what's your take on it?
Well, I mean...
Because in Canada, you guys are super tall. I don't think this would fly in Canada, right?
No, it definitely would.
No, I mean as in like them kicking him off.
Oh, definitely
them kicking
not.
Him off. Like he would have had a lawsuit.
No, like that, because, hey, like, I don't know. I don't really think it's about your thing about the sexuality or what they do in the bedroom. I don't think that's necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that let everyone know, like, because I guess in school they used to teach, like, okay, male, female, like, whatever. Things have changed, da-da-da-da. He's allowed to have a little flag, and like, I don't see what the problem is. Like, I think they're doing too much, to be honest.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
In Canada, they wouldn't have suspended him or got rid of him like that.
We, like, some school, I don't know. I've seen a school in Canada that literally had a pride flag. Hanging. So we're open about, like, everyone, we're very inclusive, like, everybody matters, and I don't know. I think they're just doing too much about giving him all these policies and whatnot. Like, just let the man be.
Yeah, I would argue Toronto's probably one of the most liberal cities in North America.
Free flowing.
Yeah.
Anything happens.
Right with San Francisco, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So anybody else? Cardi? Nina?
I think that if it's not a part of the curriculum, then don't push the LGBTQ agenda on the children. I mean, they get home and they're going to tell their parents that their teacher was teaching them about LGBTQ.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound
right.
But
was he teaching them about it, or did he just have a flag?
I feel like he wouldn't back away from teaching them if it came up.
But I think, I don't know, I think personally he would follow the curriculum. I don't think he's doing that much by, like, having the flag. I don't think it was deeper than having the flag, to be honest, because personally, I don't know, just in Canada, like, that's so normal, like, to have a flag, to, like, we even have, like, Pride Day, like, we have stuff like that, so.
But Missouri's a very conservative state.
Yeah, I understand
that.
I understand that, but I don't think he was going to teach about it. I think he just wanted the flag in there.
But kids are very curious, so if they see all these rainbow flags, they're going to ask
about
it.
What grade is he teaching?
Right.
This is junior high.
Oh.
At this point, you know what.
This is junior high?
We know about sex, trust me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, I agree with, like, both sides, you know, being where they probably, I don't know if it's such a sensitive
topic.
It's
touchy. It
is.
You know
what?
Oh,
like,
Lord. Let's dance around that.
Guys, we're all about the
alphabet community.
I will say this. I've been to schools, different schools, almost every two grades, and I've had at least one or two gay teachers or alphabet teachers. And none of them had to put a flag up for me to know that they're about that life. Like, I just seen it in the mannerisms, and that was it.
Yeah, you knew right away.
And same with the straight teachers. They didn't have to put no straight flag up or anything. I just know.
Yeah.
So. I mean, but if you're not able to even have a religious flag or religious symbols, then why should it be allowed to have the alphabet flag? Not that there's anything wrong with it, guys.
I get what you're saying. No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying if you, like, it's almost like the concept of separation of church and state, right? Like in the United States.
Yeah.
So, you also want to separate, you know, certain, because.
I don't know.
Times have changed a lot. No, I'll let you guys go and then I'll go last. So, sorry, go ahead and continue, Nina. I see where you're going with that, though.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I just think he should adhere to the rules.
True.
Keep it neutral. You can have your own activism group outside the school.
Okay.
Well, that's why he left. That's because he said, fuck this shit. And, like, that's why he left.
So he's going
to
go.
They
kind
of forced him, though.
Yeah, well, kind of.
They
but I think,
fired him,
I don't know. I'll be real. I think you guys are thinking of it too deep. Like, to be honest, it's not that serious. Like, it's just a flag. Like, that's, you know what? If that's what makes him happy, let him post it. Like, let him post it up. Whatever. That's it. Like, you don't have to even do all that. Like, I don't know.
Shorty D, what about you?
I'm going to add to that right quick because I feel like when you're in a workplace.
Merch, shirts and stores.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Because that's what I feel like.
Yeah. Merch. I feel like, again, if you're going to be in a certain, you know, job force, you have to adhere to, you know, the policies.
Mm-hmm.
Every school district has a different, you know, set of rules. And whether it was junior high or high school, I do think, as Slow Jam said, it is a little bit much to present, you know, sexuality in a learning space. I understand that maybe at a certain age group, we're taught certain things like how to have safe, protected sex or take precaution because we're entering adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
But again, these are developing minds and they do have guardianship. They're not full adults yet. So they have say-sos besides their teacher at the time.
True.
Of, you know, right. So I do not think it was all discriminatory in the sense that you could have your sexuality, you can be yourself. But again, we need to maintain a certain work ethic. And he was warned, a person who needs mm-hmm. to keep their job is going to do so accordingly. And fortunately for my friend, he went and took his own path based off his beliefs. And I commend him for that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, to each his own. No hate, no shade.
Yo, what's your take on this? Bruh, I'm heated right now, bro.
Oh, what?
Now, okay, so, you know, I'm from the islands, right, bro?
Oh, shit.
And this type of topic is very sensitive because we're like, yo, you know what? We don't roll that way. But being here in the States, I understand everyone has their own path to take.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, if you're in school with kids, though, it's like, bro, why do you have to bring it up in that light? Because
what's the age group of these kids? Real quick, does somebody know?
This is junior high. So we're talking about middle
like
school.
Yeah. Okay, so that's
14, 15.
So like 15, 14.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, okay. like they know all fret about how you move. But you said earlier that you're this type of way.
Mm-hmm.
Putting a flag up, showing it in my face, is kind of like, bro, like,
yeah.
I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah.
And then secondly, if I'm a parent and those are my kids, it's like, bro, what if I don't want my kids to like be under that like rule?
Yeah,
so it's
but
like,
I don't know. I just think that's still like, let the kids ask questions. Hey, what's so bad
but
about
why
that?
Why put like, a flag in front of them? To it's kind of like you're saying, you know what? I'm an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an atheist flag. Nigga, I don't care.
Yeah, but
I'm here to learn.
But that's like religion. Like, I don't know. I think that's just really different. Like, I feel like they're very different. You can't really talk about religion.
But like, how are you going to push an agenda on somebody?
You're not pushing on anything. Like, I don't know. I don't think that's pushing.
So, visual is very important. TV, social media
mm-hmm.
is what you see.
Probably.
If I'm a kid in school and I have an inkling of, wait, what is that flag? What does that mean? I'm going to think about it and ask questions and go look at it. Now, that being said, if I don't want to even be in that area, let's say I'm a parent, right? And my kids are going to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm against it completely. And you're pushing it in their faces like, bro,
well,
like, really?
That's the point of today. We want people not to be against that kind of shit. We want people to just accept everybody. And, hey, if there's a flag, then, hey, let the man be. Like, I don't know.
But he can have that.
I don't
why put it in front of kids, though?
All right,
well,
so,
because, I'm thinking, why put it in front of kids? Why not? Like, what's the difference between if you do or if you don't? I don't know. I just think that
I think it should be more optional because at the schools that I went to, they had alphabet clubs after school.
Yeah, mine had that too during school. On recesses, they'd have like even we'd have assemblies and you know we'd have.
But it was more introduced as optional if you wanted to sign up to be in that area in that classroom.
So
I'm curious about that.
So. Here's my experience being
a teacher.
So a teacher for about five years. So.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. Like, it's only the third time today that Chris has reminded us that he used to be a teacher.
Every time we hang out with Chris,
can you help me get find a handyman? We got to put up some sound pedals. Oh, yeah. Well, when I was a teacher, you know, I used to do this all the time.
Cool.
Hey, Chris, I need to get a kilo of Coke. Oh, well, you know, when I was a teacher, I knew a guy that would help me get it in because the principal had a problem. So, you know, I got you.
Slow it down. I'm talking.
Yeah, slow down.
Don't talk too hard.
Yeah, don't over talk me. You know what I'm saying? It's just hilarious.
So anyways, as a teacher, so I've taught 6th to 12th grade, and definitely what Cardi is saying and the panel, Soul Jams, as a teacher, keep it general because you never know what
mm-hmm.
these parents are teaching these kids. And if you're having something like sexuality, like, you know, hey, listen, the LGBT whatever community, whatever, right? Don't expose that to someone else's kids because when they go home, then they're going to say, Mommy, Daddy, my teacher likes, he's a man, he likes another man. I thought it was supposed to be a girl and a man. And then the parents have to have that talk with the kids.
Yeah, but why should they not have that talk?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is not in the policy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A parent expects a certain training for a kid, and all of a sudden you're throwing something out to their kids, and it's not really, really smart to do.
Yeah.
So simple as that. Just make sure that in your syllabus, teachers, you're laying out what you're going to teach the kids throughout the whole school year. So that's what the parents are reading and signing
mm-hmm.
to. Don't throw in something in the middle of the school year and say, hey, listen, this is what we're teaching your kids randomly, right? Because the
mm-hmm.
parents have to have the option to teach their kids or withdraw them out at a certain time frame.
So from what I took from this, and I was listening very closely to what everybody was saying. So, number one, let's be honest here. He's in Missouri, very conservative state.
Yeah.
They're going to have, Bible Belt. They're going to be a little bit more concerned with, they're probably going to lean more towards the conservative side. And it's not necessarily that I think that people have problems with the rainbow flag. What I've come to notice about many parents is that they want to be the ones to initiate that talk with their children about sensitive topics like this. And if someone else comes into the play and initiates that conversation and the parents aren't able to intervene, and this is going to sound terrible, but parents always want to breed their children up to basically be little identical clones of them, whether it's good or bad. And if you have a certain mindset towards the flag, maybe you might be conservative. You say, I don't like this. Or you might be a little bit more liberal and open. I do accept this. Parents always want to reserve the right typically to introduce their children to these situations, whether it's, rainbow flags or sex in general or taboo topics that are going on. So when kids get introduced to it without the parents first initiating them, and then the kid comes to the parent asking questions, a lot of parents have a point of contention with that because they weren't the ones to instill a certain mindset when it comes to this stuff. And a lot of parents, they want to groom their kids to be little miniature thems. So I'm not surprised that a lot of parents had issues with this, because when most parents send their kids to school, they assume that it's going to be a neutral, environment where they can just objectively learn a topic. Hey, Christopher Columbus, 1940, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. If they even teach about Columbus anymore, they probably don't, because they found out about all the crazy shit he used to do. But they want their kids to be able to go into a learning environment that is neutral, and anything that's taboo or whatever, the parents can kind of come in and introduce them. And I like Maya's point too, like, hey, you reserve that type of stuff for after school. So parents reserve the right if they want to introduce that child to the after school program or not. So I think that's where the issue is. It's not necessarily that they don't accept it. It's that parents a lot of the time want to be the first ones to talk to their children about topics like this. And when that's taken away from them, they feel some type of way.
Especially, but when are you going to talk to your kids about it?
Exactly.
I mean, they're in junior high. At this point, they know whether they're gay or they're not gay.
So some parents, what I've noticed is, like, there's a couple different types of parents. You got your parents that are like, when you're 10 years old, they sit you down. All right, son, the birds and the bees. You know what I'm saying? And then you got some parents that are like, ah, nigga, I ain't talking about this shit. I ain't talking about it. So it's always a toss up because, you should, as a parent, talk to your kids about it as soon as possible so they don't get, hit, because kids are growing up faster than ever before, especially with the internet.
Kids are stupid, bro.
Fifth grade, they have sex ed, right?
Kids got it.
Or is it
Let's talk. The internet is here. So kids already know from like day one.
Yeah. And every show has a gay character
in it.
Every
something,
single show nowadays. Yeah. Every single movie. Like there is a gay
character.
And we already...
I'm not saying that he can't have his preference. That's him. Do what you got to do, bro. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to kids, bro...
Remove it from the school.
What if it's like kids, bro? Yeah. Like, dude, like, no. Like, that's not cool, bro.
And here's the thing. Let's imagine that you're a parent and Shay's a parent. You might be like, I don't want my kid exposed to that. And then Shay might be like, I don't mind if my kid's exposed to that.
There,
but the big thing is that what I've noticed is that parents always want to be the right to tell their kids about it first.
Yeah.
That's what it typically is. You know what I'm saying?
Good parents.
But,
to
good
me,
parents,
also, it never really happens, though.
Like, I just think to me.
I've been clicking, do not enter 18 before I was 18.
Yeah.
I know we all did that. So
yeah,
I'll be honest. And also, it takes a lot for your child to be gay unless they're really gay. A flag is not going to make them gay unless they're gay.
And we already have underage kids literally changing their gender.
That's a whole other conversation.
Feel like it's none of my business. Like, I don't really care. You do what you want, whatever makes you happy. I'm not bothered by that. As a parent, I wouldn't be bothered just because I think
you might change your mind after you have a kid, though.
But no, I don't, because in today's day, I will accept anything. So a little flag is not going to irritate me. Oh, I don't want my kid going to school because they're going to be gay because they say I have like a pride flag in my classroom. Like, no, like, come
but
on.
But his problem, it starts with a flag.
No,
but
it doesn't.
But
it starts with him.
No. It starts with a flag, goes on from there. That flag is, okay, you know what? Maybe not be that important. It's just a flag. That's cool. But then it says, you know what? Let's put a video on. Let's put this on.
But
it's off the flag.
I don't know. I just don't think we don't know enough to say it would have escalated to that, but I don't think a flag would escalate to that.
Well, in a way, I can see what Fresh is saying, because I did see some articles about these like trans people coming to read books, which is nothing wrong with that. But they came in there with one pieces, boots, fishnets.
I'm telling you,
to read to the children. Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you, hypersexual. Even if it was a straight woman there with her bust out, I still would think that's an issue.
Yeah.
It's only an issue when it becomes kids should not be introduced into sex off rip, and then it shouldn't be hypersexual on top of that, and then it shouldn't happen between 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on top of that at school. Like,
I'm telling you, they're pushing a damn agenda, man, and like,
really,
our kids are under that pressure, man. Like, real talk.
I get what you're saying. Like, so basically, I see Maya's point too. Like, you shouldn't have a teacher there dressed provocatively reading a book. Damn near, you know, make it have a man that's cross-dressed, you know, reading a book to children. That's even more inappropriate. I mean, hell, even if it was a woman dressed provocatively, it would not be cool. So I get what you're saying.
I don't know. It's not surprising to me because there's a saying, when you go to public occasional events or whatever, there's certain controversial topics you are not to disclose because you could upset some people's, you know, perspective or feelings out of respect, and that's religion and
politics, sexuality, and all of that. Which I feel, like I said in the beginning, should all be private. If that's what you do in the bedroom, that's what you do at church.
And even as a woman, right? Like, I'll take it. If you're a woman and you're a teacher,
yeah,
you should not be dressing provocatively to go teach.
My mom,
you should. That's
young boys with racing hormones watching you, and you probably watching your tits jump more than 4+4. Wear fine X. Like, for real.
Yeah, I went to like a Christian school, man, and like, bro, like, this is crazy, bro. Like, seeing the United States is crazy to me, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it goes across the board, you know, from a woman dressing provocatively to school to a man that's, you know, cross-dressing provocatively in front of kids. It's inappropriate always, whether it's a woman or a man dressed another way. So, all right, cool. Anything else, ladies, before we move on?
I could argue with that, but I'm going to just stay quiet.
You think they should be able to dress the way they want, teachers?
I don't know about what you're saying. A woman should not dress provocatively to school, but a man dressing cross-dressing, as you say, you don't know if he's cross-dressing. What if that's literally a man?
He's wearing a dress that is cross-dressing.
No, but what if he identifies as a woman? Like, what if they are, like, transitioning? You don't know. I don't know. I just feel like today's society, there's so many situations that we can't really, like, judge anymore because you don't, like...
I will argue that gender, and people might not like this when I say this, that gender is binary. It's men and women. You're either a man or you're a woman. That's
100%. But there's people, hey, like, I'm a woman. Like, I'm identify as a woman till I die. But some people, I don't know. Like, I just don't think it's our position to tell somebody that they're man or woman. That's it. Like,
only issue I have is the physical appearance. If you do not look like a woman, I'm not going to call you a teen. If you don't look like a man, listen, if you're a man and you transition into a woman, be the baddest bitch out there.
Yes, but it's a transition. It doesn't just happen. Like, so you have to understand that if somebody will be going through a process, you don't know what they're going through to say, oh, I don't want a man coming in who looks like a woman.
Physically, it's a transition, but so the idea of itself is also a transition.
Yeah,
how we had to go through our civil rights movement for even races to be considered almost equal, because we're not there yet, fam, and I wish we was. We came a long way, though. You know,
but
it's the same thing with new modern ideas such as homosexuality and so on and whatever follows.
Right. It's just an expression for me.
I do respect your opinion. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, though.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a tomboy?
A tomboy? I used to dress like a tomboy. Yeah.
I could just tell, like. No, but it's good, though, because like that point of view, like, we need it too as well. So,
yeah, I mean, and I'll just want to say this real fast. The thing is, with why I see potential issues with people identifying as certain genders is because really it hurts women a lot of the time. And I'll give you guys an example. When when a man, you know, changes his gender and goes over, I identify as a woman. Well, now he competes with women in athletics and competition, whatever it is. And last time I checked,
Doobie,
we're a lot stronger than y'all. And, you know, girls are getting destroyed when these men, you know, hey, I'm going to change. And then they go over and they play the sports and they dominate. And, you know. And it's not fair to little girls. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I say all the time, you know, men and women are very different and we're not equal. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, you know, people are like, oh, that's sexist. But reality is sexist. There's a reason why there's an NBA and a WNBA. If you guys want true equality, there's one basketball league. There's one MLS. Let's put the men and women together and see who's the best. You know what's going to happen? Every single professional female athlete is going to be out of a job
because
they will not be able to compete.
Yeah.
So this is just a reality. So this is, I guess that's one situation where, you know, transitioning and saying, oh, well, I'm a woman now, it could be problematic in the future. But I see where you're going with this.
Can we take some phone calls on this?
Do you want to take some phone calls on this?
But, or no.
Because
no.
They got a lot to cover.
Okay,
Drew. Super chats. Drew Haynes, thank you so much. $100. Thank you guys for setting me straight. Going to flight school because of you guys. When I get out, would you guys be interested in a private jet pilot?
Hell yeah!
Yeah, definitely, bro. Shit.
Hit us up, bro.
Yo, wait,
how you going?
My boy Drew. Yeah, guys, shout out to you, bro, guys. And yeah, guys, work on yourself, man. Become the best version of yourself.
Got
is a very respectable profession.
And dude, just make sure you got, you know, you fly people out first before you fly us out.
flew out.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, we got some.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for the donations. We're gonna, ladies, anything else before we get into the next topic?
Mm. All right.
Good discussion here. Different opinions. All right, $10. Keen O. It's the video response you did a few weeks ago where they did an experiment in Vancouver in which the girl paid for everything. Oh, yeah.
I
remember that one. I think she was acting for the camera, though, on that one. Prince, $20. Glad to finally catch you all live. Shout out to Fresh Myron, Aaron, and, of course, Pastor Trey. Have a great weekend,
Thanks,
y'all.
Prince.
Thank you so much, bro. $20, Michael Weston. Guys, pray for the motorcycle gods. Pray to the motorcycle gods for me. I'm riding from Indiana to California through the night tonight, and drivers out here are cray. Much love. Stop the cap for the algo. 1 mil. Hey, man, keep yourself alive, bro. And be safe. Always assume that everyone on the road is
retard alert.
Yo, road and drive defensively,
drive
my
for
friend.
Yourself and the next person as well.
Exactly, especially on a motorcycle. JT, $10. Ask the Canadian, why should we be forced to accept everyone and their ideologies? What happened to individualism and critical thinking anymore? This is America. Spartacus, and he's telling you to go back to Kenna. But what you got anything to say back to that day?
Yeah, all I gotta say is just a very different way that we're both brought up. School, workplaces, all that kind of stuff. So that's why I have such strong opinions on certain things, because we grow up being taught that kind of stuff. America, not so much. So
yeah, Canada is far more, especially where you're from in Toronto. You guys are very tolerant over there.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm a good discussion, but different opinions. $20, a Tanopoli production. Read this like Stefan from Family Matters. What up, Maya? I remember this. You got to go back in time to Steve Urkel, and he switches to Stefan. Okay, I got this. What up, Maya? You look like Betty Bop dipped in dark chocolate. We make a song. I bet it goes mainstream. Just let me do the beating, and you focus on them high notes.
I'll focus on the high part, not the notes.
Oh, man. All right. You guys are hilarious. And then Victor Salgado, they should not be teaching sexuality in school. You are who you are. That's awesome, but know your place. Teach them about finances and credit instead. They'll explore their sexuality on their own. Yeah, that's very true.
Next topic.
A day with Lance, $10 super sticker. Thank you so much. And don't worry, guys. We'll reveal the phone number here soon for you guys, and some of you guys might already know it. and then we got Fresh Prince CEO supporter, $20. This is a great discussion. Shout out to the ladies, but Fresh and Fit. People still talking down on y'all to this day. Hashtag stay over there and fresh. That blue check looks good on you, brother. Congrats, homie.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you so much, Fresh Prince CEO supporter. And then Hood Ninja Fresh, $5. Hold up. Let's get this straight. A man cannot become a woman, and women cannot become a man. Doesn't matter if you feel like a woman, because feeling doesn't make it a fact that once born a man, you are a man flat out. Okay? Hood Ninja Fresh, thank you so much.
Keeping it fat,
I hope you get back to robbing people for likes. anything else, Chris?
No, we're good.
All right, we're caught up. So we're going to transition over to the next topic. What the next one we're going to go into,
Lizzo?
Guys, is the what was that, Chris?
Lizzo?
Yeah, we'll talk about Lizzo real quick.
Lizzo?
Oh, man, this is going to be hilarious. Okay, guys, so some of you – well, actually, you know what? Some people might not know who Lizzo is. Can we pull up her Wikipedia page real fast, too?
That's fine.
Yeah, we got you guys. So we're going to talk about Lizzo and deodorant.
Ooh.
Apparently she doesn't wear deodorant. Her, Matthew McConaughey, and some other people as well.
I don't know.
You know?
Lizzo, babe.
All right, so this is who Lizzo is, guys. And we'll pull up Matthew McConaughey real quick as well. Melissa Vivian Jefferson, born April 27, 1988. Okay, I didn't know she's that old. No, professor, Lizzo is an American singer, rapper, songwriter, and flutist. Oh, is that what it's called when you play the flute?
Flutist.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's a new one.
Born in Detroit.
Oh, shit. Okay, she later moved to Houston, Texas, where she began performing before moving to Minneapolis, where she began her recording career in hip-hop music. Prior to signing with Nice Life and Atlantic Records, Lizzo released two studio albums, Lizzo Bangers and Big Girl Small World.
Oh, shit.
Lizzo's first major EP, Coconut Oil, was released in 2016. And then let's pull up Matthew McConaughey real quick, Chris, as well. And for some of you guys that don't know Matthew McConaughey, the most iconic moment in a movie. You guys never saw Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I
got it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. One of the best movies of all time.
Everybody watch movies. No.
stupid.
Okay.
What? Yeah, by the way, so you guys don't, Fresh is not really aware of American pop culture at all. So don't. He's from Barbados and he came here a few years ago, so he doesn't know.
Hey, man, give me the island stuff.
Yeah,
man.
they're gonna roast you for that. But great movie, Wolf Wall Street. Actually, I got something special working for you guys. I might announce it later on, but speaking of that movie. Okay, as an American, so Matthew McConaughey is an American actor and producer. He first gained notice for a supporting performance in the coming of age comedy Dazed and Confused 1993, which was considered by many to be his breakout role. After a number of supporting roles in the films including Angels in Outfield and Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Next Generation 1994, his breakthrough performance as a leading man came in the legal drama Time to Kill 1996. He's followed this with leading performances in the science fiction film Contact, the historical drama Amistad 1997, mm-hmm. the comedy dramas The Newton Boys, the satire EDTV, the war film U-571, and in 2000, and the psychological thriller Freighty. Okay. I was born in 1990, so I remember some of these movies,
yeah.
But what I remember him iconically for is beating his chest for Wolf of Wall Street, which was hilarious, and talking about whacking off in between trading. Okay. Well, Hobbs Saphir, once you take the creator, what, you got something?
Sorry. No,
yeah,
that was my mistake. I didn't mean to touch you.
Okay. No worries. Don't touch me. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Well, Hobbs Saphir, once
I'm
you take the creator.
Shots fired.
Out of the schools, you allow Shaitan. Oh, okay. Once you take the creator out of the schools, you allow Shaitan, and that's a devil for Arabic.
Shaitan.
They want to corrupt our children. 90% of ABC people practice witchcraft. Hashtag stay woke. Hashtag agenda. Okay.
Hey, facts.
That's your opinion.
Stay woke, man.
Draw money. If I'm walking down the street and I see a child being raped, I'm not going to say that's none of my business. I'm going to intervene off top. Don't have to know that child or woman have boundaries. Okay, draw money. And then Caleb Magnuson says, to chicks saying races aren't treated equally, name of one law that discriminated by race. Also, Canada's Lost Trudeau is Castro's illegitimate child. Do a side-by-side photo comparison.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No, literally.
Okay. Do you have anything for that? He's making fun of you about race.
Nah, son. Go do your homework.
Go do your homework. Wow. Okay. So let's pull up this video real quick, Chris. I'll react to it. We got this video here about Lizzo and Matthew McConaughey and stuff like that. It should work. I hope it works.
She don't sweat, right?
Man, she probably sweats bacon grease, bro.
Oh.
I mean.
No. Wait.
I don't know. If I was tired, we'd be all right.
Chris, we can hear it. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. You have something, Shay?
Yeah, girl, put your deodorant on.
Baby powder, bitch.
Yeah. Baby, please. All
right, so let's
maybe she don't sweat, though.
You don't think so?
It's the latest star.
Bro, she huge. You don't think she sweat?
Oh my God, yo!
Everybody sweats.
Regardless how big you are.
I don't sweat.
Okay, you, Kevin.
Cool. I mean,
no, I don't.
Stop the cap.
You look glossy right now.
Yeah, come on.
No, like I don't sweat like that.
Okay, but if you didn't wear deodorant, you would probably.
Well,
I don't
see.
Sweat like dripping down my arm, but like you should wear deodorant. There's moisture that gets.
But maybe
there,
she
like,
don't sweat like crazy. Is what I'm saying.
Maybe
a little bit,
rich,
but not like crazy.
She don't really sweat, you know. There's a lot of celebrities who don't wash their ass.
She's so rich.
Teeth.
It's Chanel 5, sis.
It doesn't matter. The body still produces odor.
Like regardless, like how big or small or you sweat or not, like you gotta like come on.
Well, let's see the video. Okay, cool. All
right.
Okay.
Yep. Is it dead on us?
Is
we downloaded it, goddammit!
Is this fair use?
Yeah. It should be.
Access? Hollywood?
Access. Let's see here. I don't know what's going on here. It's not... We downloaded the goddamn video! Yo, it's because she's taking a lot of bandwidth.
Her sweat's
taking a lot of bandwidth.
Over.
Oh, my God.
Here,
Chris,
try removing it and then putting it back on.
Yeah, I'm doing
wet
it.
Wet bandwidth.
She got a Lizzo
Okay, there we go.
Geek out on her hygiene routine. The Grammy winner took to her Instagram story on Thursday to share a headline about Matthew McConaughey not wearing deodorant, saying she feels the same way, writing, "Okay, I'm with him on this one. I stopped using deodorant and I smell better." The post comes after Matthew's former Tropic Thunder co-star Yvette Nicole Brown spoke out on SiriusXM, saying that the actor, who had previously publicly said that he doesn't wear deodorant, smells like, quote, granola and good living.
Matthew McConaughey said that he did not use deodorant and that he didn't have an odor. So my first thought was, I'm going to get as close as I can to him to see if he's right. He
You're
does not have
out.
An odor. He smells
seriously
like he smells like granola and good living.
What?
Wow. Granola.
I
like
sweet scent that is just him, and it's not musty or crazy. And he was very kind to me.
Lizzo's update comes after a
few
celebrities weighed in about personal hygiene. From everything about
the
showering
habits
to deodorant.
Yeah.
Terry Crews spoke with Access Hollywood recently and revealed how much he showers.
I know
saying
what.
He's a big fan of
guys, Terry Crews, man, probably one of the most biggest beta males of all time, bro. Holy crap. He's like, men need to be held accountable. He was a part of that Gillette commercial. I would consider this guy like a traitor, bro. He's like SJW to another level, bro. And I'm disappointed, too, because, you know, I'm a big fan of what's that movie with Stallone and all of them? Expendables. I thought it was hilarious. You know what I'm saying? They had all those, you know.
I didn't watch it. Oh, God.
Chris, Trey, somebody help me here.
Yeah. With
the foreigner.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll continue on. But yeah, Terry Crews is a strong SJW, bro. It's Terry Simpson wants the camera. All right. Continue. Fair use, by the way, motherfuckers.
Black Lemur.
Don't hit us with any goddamn copyright.
Black Lemur's here.
Oh, Black Lemur with the big $500 super chat. Can we pull that up real quick, Chris?
Oh God, Black Lemur's here, man.
Yo, I don't know what it is, bro.
The showering debate. Whose side are you on? Ashton and Mila said every now and then, whenever you feel it. Something The Rock, Dwayne said like three times a day. Yeah. Where are you on this spectrum?
I took three today.
Okay.
Three today. See, me and Dwayne are right. Listen, I took one in the morning after the workout, and then I took one before I got here, and then I took one in between.
He felt real good.
I love the shower. I love to because I spend so much time sweating. Yeah. See, first of all, if you ain't been sweating, you don't need to shower. But first of all, I spend all day sweating all the time, running, working out, and it ain't nice.
Yeah.
So it ain't nice. My wife is like, babe.
Mr. Cruz.
I'm Mr. Old Spice, so you know what I mean? So I got to get clean.
Yeah, he probably lost that deal, actually, now that you think about it. All right, pause it real quick, Chris.
Not him, too.
No.
All
right, we got the big $500 super chat from our boy, Black
Lemur, man.
He goes,
I
smell
better.
She says, oh, Jesus, I'm dead. Give her Greta.
How dare you?
I got you, bro.
How dare you?
Anytime, man. Yo, shout out to Black Lemur. Black Lemur, we got a new camera coming in, by the way, thanks to your donations, my friend. So that camera, I think we got like two cameras here donated to you, my friend, the two lemur cameras, but this one is definitely going to be called the lemur cam, and you're going to see it very soon.
You better come to the party, man.
Yeah, you better come to the party, man.
Balls on us.
And we got the couch cam. Show them real quick, the couch cam real fast, Chris, if we could show them. And guys, like I said all the time, the money always goes back right into the studio, guys. We appreciate it. You know, that's how you guys can now see, there's the couch cam right there.
Boom.
On the side. And then obviously you got the kickout cam right there. And you can see Trey on one camera and Chris as well. So guys, we always invested right back in. Thank you guys so much for the support. You guys don't even know how much we appreciate it, man. We love y'all. Thank you so much.
For real.
Guys like Black Lemur, Red Bull Mike, Sin for Rent, everybody that donates,
rest
man.
Rest in peace,
we fucking love you guys, man. Rest in peace to RP Mike. Okay, so let's continue on. So this is the guy that played Aquaman, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of y'all just look disappointed.
I am so disappointed for these couple names.
Let's see here. Maybe we might have to refresh it, Chris.
No, if you keep pausing it.
Yeah.
Start, so.
All right. Yeah,
so,
it's a StreamYard guy's acting kind of crazy.
I think you kind of got the gist of it here.
Okay.
It's about to end anyway.
It's about to end anyway. Okay, let's get rid of it.
Okay. Right. So, ladies, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Like,
we can start with Cardi.
I feel like this. Like, everybody's... So, everybody's body is different. If your body odor isn't that severe to where... and you compensate with showers in between your day, hey, okay, then maybe deodorant, you know, you don't need it in your life. But there are other alternatives. There's baby oil. There's spray-on deodorant. There's natural deodorant made out of hemp. Yeah. There's organic deodorant. You know, I'm just saying there's options. You don't got to quit cold turkey. For whatever made them, stop, maybe it was health reasons. I don't know. Some people did see body odor improvements, so I commend you for that. But if you spank, roll up some deo, son. Don't do that to people around you. That is disrespectful when you think.
Do it, son. I will tell you this. It is extremely annoying when you're around someone and they smell and or their breath smells. And you're like, what do I do here? Do I tell them? Do I not? And, yeah, it could cause issues.
Yep.
Shay, what's your take on
it? Honestly, I think, hey, do whatever floats your boat. But she's going to have a lot of people stop wearing deodorant now. They really about to get smelly. So.
Fair enough.
Shout out to Manscaped.
Yeah, shout out to Manscaped.
She might need it.
Oh, just no.
I think that everybody should be wearing
deodorant,
should be showering, none of this. Like, oh, I shower every other day.
They have to shower more now. Well, actually, Terry Crews was the one showering more. The rest of them aren't.
Yeah, like, this is a thing for celebrities now that they're speaking out. And they're like, oh, I don't brush my teeth every day. And that's just disgusting. If you're not going to do it for yourself, please do it for others.
Called Holly weird for a reason.
Yeah.
Maya, what's your take on this?
I had some research, so I looked up, like, is showering every day.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Is that human or is that alien shit? Well, basically, they're saying that if you shower every day, that's not recommended. You should shower like twice a week or every 2 days because you're stripping away your oils.
Oh.
Not that I do that.
Okay.
But I do shower sometimes twice a day, once a day. But I think a lot of celebrities, they feel as if they don't have to do a lot of things. And I'm not going to lie. Not that I'm a celebrity, but I've been through some days where I'm doing so much stuff that I'm like, damn, let me shower and reset myself. I bet there's celebrities who do a lot of stuff and they don't shower. They probably don't do enough to sweat, to make a sweat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably just do like a bird bath or a wipe down with the wipes or something. They probably got $200 products, $200, $400 soap. I don't know about that. Only works once a month. So I don't know if it works for them, I'm not smashing them or sucking them off or nothing. That's that.
All right.
But you should wash your asshole every day.
Every
day, titty crack, armpit crack, nut sack.
Please.
And when you're fat, it enhances it. Like, the sweat is going to be even more enhanced when you're fat. So it's strange. Yeah.
That juice, man.
Nina, what's your take on this?
Okay, so I think that if she's using a natural or another alternative that replaces deodorant, it's okay. Because I will say this, there was a time when I didn't wear deodorant because I was using lemon juice.
Was this when you were in the DR or here?
No, when I lived in Boston.
Oh, when you lived in, okay. You mean Lawrence?
No, I lived in Cambridge.
Okay, she's Dominican, guys, so all the Dominicans live in Lawrence in Massachusetts. So shout out to Lawrence in Boston. Go ahead.
So lemon, and I heard even apple cider vinegar kills the bacteria, because the thing about the armpit, it smells because it's a humid, warm part of your body, so it produces odor, and you actually don't end up smelling like lemon or ACV because the odor evaporates. It just completely kills your bacteria. But if you're not doing any of that, please wear deodorant.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard, but I understand maybe the health reason behind it, because deodorants do have harsh chemicals, aluminum, who knows what else is in there. I at least use a little lemon wedge, something.
Fair enough. First,
stay away from me.
Man, I go lie, bro. Some days I'm so busy, bro. I might shower once a day. But that being said, man, Lizzo, I don't know what's going on there. I mean, I hope you don't sweat a lot, because if you don't sweat a lot, I can understand why you don't want to shower. I'm sorry, I mean, use deodorant. But because people look up to you, if you just say that, I feel like it's kind of like, I want to say irresponsible, because people look up to you sometimes. So it's like, oh, she doesn't use deodorant. It's like, oh, wait, you know what? Maybe I don't have to do it either. It's like,
nasty.
You're not her, one. Solution. And two, it's like, it just doesn't add up. So honestly speaking, if that's her choice, awesome for you. But to say out in public like that, I mean, it's like,
I don't know.
Come on, man. Like, you know.
That's another private matter.
Yeah, like, it's like people don't—they don't need to know that.
I will say this: I came across some double XL artists in real life, and they were proud to smell like,
ew,
like musty. I'm telling you, musty. That shit, come here. I'm like, no.
Ew, I'm good.
Yo, you know that song by Shoreline Mafia, Musty? I just think about that song, Musty.
Musty.
Oh. Musty.
Yeah.
I'm not here about Musty.
But I will also say, women, surface area of our genitals is way bigger and more open, so we can't afford to just be letting it smell like seafood down there.
But what if you got like thick thighs and like the space between your thigh and your,
you better use those.
That's
soap.
Why you better,
you better
shower.
Use turmeric, you better use baby wipes,
no oil
and alcohol,
take
and
your multivitamins
and, yes,
all
and
that,
stop smashing everybody,
thick thighs, man.
No, absolutely. I mean, my take on it, man, is guys, honestly, we talk about, you know, self-care, especially as a man. A lot of guys can't afford to do this because, let's be honest, a lot of guys smell bad. The number one complaint that we get from women
hygiene.
All the time after lack of ambition is guys' bad hygiene.
Yeah.
So, guys, you're not Matthew McConaughey. You weren't on The Wolf of Wall Street beating your chest saying, you know what I'm saying, and with Leonardo DiCaprio next to you. So you can't get away with certain things that celebrities can. And they call it Holly Weird for a reason. When we went to L.A.,
yeah,
when we were at Delilah's, it was fun. But I saw a lot of things that made me say, what the fuck? So, yeah. So that's L.A. for you, man. What celebrities do all the time isn't necessarily the best move for a regular guy. All right. So wash your balls. Yep. Wash your asshole. Use baby wipes when you clean yourself after the toilet. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Anyway.
No. Word to our sponsor.
Well, real quick. I'll read these super chats and then we can do it.
Cool.
Okay. Yo, culprit, 10 bucks. NYC teacher teaches first graders about master, Jack, and actual conduct. Blue's Clues has an LGBT episode and Sesame Street has a trans character now. Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Wow. Damn.
Invasion.
Damn. Times have changed, man. I grew up in the 90s, so damn. Okay.
Look at SpongeBob, man.
You see, like, that to me is not okay.
SpongeBob was the beginning.
Yeah.
SpongeBob was the beginning.
Yeah. Damn, bro.
They're too young. They shouldn't be exposed to things like that. Like,
sometimes they do too much to prove a point.
Well, when I saw that SpongeBob episode, I was not gay after that. I'll give that to you. I didn't turn gay when I watched it.
Well, no. You might turn, but it's like the ideas in your head, though. It's like, wait, what? This is possible? This is like a real thing? Yeah.
10 bucks from Steven Valdez. This will probably smell like the dirty aluminum foil after you bake chicken.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Yo! The chat is undefeated, man.
Yo.
Caleb Magnusson.
Those are your words, bro, not ours.
Yeah. LOL, just to clarify, I meant to ask, name one law that currently discriminated by race. Obviously, racism has existed and was a major problem. Okay, he's coming at you.
Carter. Bro, I'm going to do another student. Go do your homework, fam.
Okay, Merch Chris, Native Arane, thank you so much. 10 bucks from Venom. If they ain't smelling fresh, they got to stay over there, bro. Thanks for the spin, by the way, SJ.
That's true.
Okay, he's going to slide in DMs. 10 bucks, it's Morning Star. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis only washes their genitals and armpits and barely shower. Oh, shit. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher on that weird stuff, too, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
Diddy T-Baby, so-called Black, Hispanic, and Latino spread over the Caribbean, America, and the world over that suffer the curse of Deuteronomy 28 KJV. Wake up, repent, have a blessed Sabbath. Fresh and fit rules. Sub-K, UI. I'm missing there. But thank you so much for the support.
I'm so confused.
It was a Bible verse from Deuteronomy at the top there.
Okay,
the
all right. All right, I'm glad we have my
What does
panel.
That do with Latinos and Hispanics?
Okay. And Caribbean.
I'm Muslim, bro, so I don't know. Okay, 10 bucks from the Archer. My dermatologist says people who say showering every day is bad are... I like that word.
Uh-oh, retard alert.
Anthony Bell, 20 bucks. Cold showers can be done every day, and it won't strip your body of oils. Also wear deodorant. Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, and then we're caught up. So, okay, guys, quick transition over to our sponsor for today. If you want to not smell like shit, you got to take care of your health, guys. So shout out to our sponsor, Future Proof. And, guys, I talk about this all the time, how you got to take a multivitamin, guys. There's a few supplements that are worth the time, and the supplements are, well, technically it's not even a supplement, a good whey protein, right, so you can get your protein requirements, right? Creatine, and I will release a video on that for you guys. It's the most widely researched sports supplement, and it actually does work. 5-10 grams a day, milligrams.
Pre-workout.
Grams. Caffeine. Caffeine, you can consider that as a pre-workout, yep.
Yeah.
And then a good multivitamin, and that's pretty much it, guys. You don't really need too many. Supplements only make like a 5 to 10% difference in your fitness, guys. It comes from sleep, eating correctly, training, rest, recovery, and just living a healthy lifestyle, drinking water, all that other stuff. That covers most of your bases. But if you want to get that edge, you definitely need to take care of yourself and have a multivitamin. And I look at a multivitamin kind of as an insurance policy. So if you're deficient, maybe you didn't eat your spinach, you didn't have your kale, whatever it is, you can take that multivitamin as an insurance policy to ensure that you get your essential micronutrients in versus your macronutrients that come from the food. And Future Proof helps with quite a bit with that because it's a very strong multivitamin.
And guys, if you're like us, always on the go, man, you don't tend to sit there and eat all the food you need to get all your nutrients. So, for example, if you're tired, if you're losing focus, if you're like fatigued, definitely take the Future Proof for your health, because think about this, right? You get it in one go and you keep moving, because if you're working a job, you got kids, you got school, you're not going to sit there and eat all that food. So it's very important, guys.
Yeah, and they give you a monthly box, guys, 3 easy pills, take it with some water, bang, done, took your multivitamins. What I normally do is I take my multis right before I go to bed. You can take it when you first wake up, whatever you want to do, but just get it done. Get those multis in, guys. And, yeah, man, like a lot of vitality, guys, comes from your nutrition. You got to get your micronutrients in, you know, your vitamin C's, your vitamin A's, et cetera. And, you know, you should be eating a healthy diet. I tell you guys all the time, count your calories, have your macros on point, everything else like that. But 80% of your foods should be coming from nutrient-dense foods, and then the multivitamin helps supplement that. That's the key, guys. Yeah. Supplements are to supplement. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, supplements do everything. No, your training, your lifestyle, your eating habits, your and sleep, water, etc. And then the multivitamin is just the cherry on the top, and it helps.
And there's three main ingredients that are trademarked by them only: beta-via, bioperine, and FloraGlow. So there you go.
Yeah, guys, get your micronutrients on point. You take your vitamins. They give you a monthly pack like this: three pills, easy, done. Take it with you to travel. And they give you little packets, right, every time, and it's a multi-pack in each of these boxes.
So futureproofer.com/freshandfit. Use coupon code freshandfit at checkout.
Yep, and then you guys can get fit. I got to get myself that one. Okay, all right. Transitioning to next topic.
Back to the show.
Yeah, man. Real quick. Yeah. I ain't never going to lie to you guys and tell you supplements do everything. Hell fucking no. They supplement everything else that you do. And as a matter of fact, you guys aren't sleeping enough. You guys aren't eating well enough. Whatever, you have no business getting supplements. They only work when everything else is in perfect synchronization, all right? Your nutrition, everything else is on point. $10 from Black Wolf Inc., the Fresh Fit Body Wash Kit. Stop smelling like a musty ninja and wash your ass. Go from fresh in pizza, fresh in the sheets, okay? Coming soon to a store near you. Wash yourself, fool. Hey, I like that, man. Bars, man. I like that.
Down
the okay, Arthur, $10. Women who don't shower every day are beat considering they have three armpits.
Whoa.
And then Fresh Prince CEO supporter, hashtag, do your homework.
Shout out to you, bro.
And then $20, J-Rax, just showing love. Shout out to Fresh and Fit, the ladies, and our undefeated chat facts, you guys are. And then $10, eat your veggies from Nick Pinn. Absolutely, guys. You got to have your nutrition on point, period, sleep on point, and then you can add the vitamins in, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to get into the main topic for the show, guys.
Oh, we got a big super chat here from Hong Bon Tran.
Okay. I don't know if that is because of today's episode. No, I'm just kidding. You super chatted before, bro. Shout out to you, man. Thank you so much for the super sticker. All right, guys, so let's pull up this article here from OnlyFans, guys. And this was the main one that we had. I had got a lot of submissions to talk about this topic, yeah. And I was like thinking,
it's touchy, man.
It's very touchy. But you know what? We got some ladies on the panel, and we're going to cover two sides of this, guys. We're going to talk about the male side, and then we're going to talk about the female perspective. And I'm actually happy we have Shay on the panel, who Shay is on OnlyFans, and she could talk about some of the crazy stories that she's dealt with.
Nina
as well.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to get another perspective on this, man. Ain't nobody else in the sphere doing this. So let's hop right into it. So. And, you know, rest in peace to this woman and my condolences to her family.
Yeah.
You know, obviously no one deserves to die in the manner that she did. And this is a horrible story. Mm-hmm. You know, no one deserves this. But OnlyFans model murdered by man suspected to be a stranger. Miss Mercedes Moore, model on OnlyFans and Instagram, was found dead on Sunday in a suspected murder / suicide. And there was a bunch of stories coming out on this. I was told that it was her sugar daddy that did it.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff, which, you know, that has all been disproven. It was a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
So and this broke August 31st, 2021. So let's scroll down a little bit. Okay. So OnlyFans model Miss Mercedes Moore was found dead in a Richmond, Texas apartment on Sunday, along with a man police suspect murdered her and then committed suicide. I'll just call it self-deletion because that word is triggered on YouTube. Police were called to do a wellness check on Moore, whose legal name was Jenna Gagnier, on Sunday. When they entered, they found her and a man, Kevin Alexander Acorto, deceased in the apartment, as first reported to Houston area news outlet KHOU, and confirmed to Motherboard, the Fort Bend County Medical Examiner found that Gagnier, forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, who was 33 years old, was strangled. Damn. Acorto, a 34-year-old from Florida, was also found in her apartment. The medical examiner found that Acorto deleted himself
with multiple sharp
force trauma. Look at Chris.
Yeah, yeah,
Chris,
man.
Yeah,
he's got to
be old-blocking.
I was like, damn.
Now, okay, so scroll down. Yeah, I think she has, 3 million followers on Instagram?
Oh, my God.
Bam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the time of her passing. So a spokesperson for Richmond Police Department told Motherboard that they are treating the case as a murder / self-deletion. We are currently investigating how and if the suspect actually knew the victim, they said. As of an update from investigators on Monday evening, they did not suspect that Acorto knew Gagnier, according to KHOU reporter Grace White. Gagnier's family told police that she and Acorto didn't know one another, and no evidence of forced entry was found at the apartment, which was the one thing that I was actually a little suspicious about, that how did he get in? Her OnlyFans page has almost 20,000 likes and 2,600,000 people that follow her on Instagram. Okay, so when I saw this, she was at 3 million, so she went up. And rest in peace to her and condolences to the family, man. No one deserves this. Ladies, what's your take on this? You know, are we missing any facts?
Apparently, it's a stalker, so imagine
definitely.
That. Like, you could be walking home and then,
the only fact that was a little bit missing was that he came, he offed her,
He waited a few days. He wrote stuff on the wall saying,
yes.
Chris, can you I loved her so much. She took my money, blah, 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 blah. When the dad was coming to do like a wellness check,
yes.
That's when he decided to off himself while the dad was about to open the door.
Mm.
So it was a corpse already there, and then 2 days later, a new corpse upon arrival.
So yeah, honestly, I definitely believe it was a stalker, some crazy-ass person, because that's how it be. Like, that's how it is. Being a woman, especially a woman in the type of stuff that she did, that's completely normal to have stalkers and people who, I don't know, might even love you so much. Like, they're such a fan. Like, they look up to you, or they just are in love with you, whatever it is, to make them do some crazy-ass shit. So,
yeah, I think it was an obsessed fan top of that mental disorder.
Yeah, 100%.
I just want to know how he got her address way from Florida to Houston.
There's people that can find absolutely anything. So you don't know. He could have done it himself. He could have paid somebody to do it. You have no idea. He could have easily opened the lock in her door or whatever it was. Like,
this is some Black Mirror type shit.
You don't know.
She probably lives in a good community, and a lot of people leave the door unlocked. You know,
exactly.
If you look up where she lives, that picture that was in the article, that's in front of her house.
Right.
Mm. That is her front door.
Oh, yeah.
In the complex like that she lives in, it's luxury townhouses or whatever, like things like that. But like, if you're posting about places that you live around,
exactly, everything you do gets accounted for, so you have to be careful.
That was a local person who lived in somewhere in that community, they already know what her front door looks like.
Exactly.
They know where that condominium is. They could easily just go there to the front desk or whatever administration there is in that community and ask where she lives.
Yeah.
Ladies, say that they're a guest. Say that they're a family member.
Strap up, like.
Yeah, but usually they call. That's the thing. But in the type of if you look at the complex that she lives in, it's one of those that it's not a building that you go to where you have to speak to a front desk person. No, you drive up in front of their townhouse.
It's
There's
a little
no
community. It's a little
there.
Community. Was it gated probably? Or
I didn't see any gate.
Okay.
And even if there was a gate, you could easily to buy here or rent here. I'm going to go to the leasing office or whatever. It's one of those places.
Yeah.
You're not living in a building where you have to go up floors and you need, access to it, where security has to let you up on those floors. If you're famous like that, if you have a lot of followers like that, you have to be extra careful. People will find you. People will show up to the place that you're currently posting and you're tagging.
Yeah.
And they're like, I know this person.
Yeah.
They're my friend. Can you let me up?
People are obsessive. Yeah. They will do whatever it takes.
You know,
whatever.
It was this
so
guy
careful.
That I never answered.
Yeah.
And I had a rap event like 2 weeks ago. I tell you, he came there.
Yeah.
That's not the first time it happened to me. And I was so shook. I don't know what to do. And the first time it happened to me, this man flew from California to come to a rap event of mine. And I felt so awkward because I left all his DMs on read. I'm not fucking with you, but you still came out my way. But I went down to the self-defense shop.
Yeah.
Got me a switchblade. I got a brass knuckles and I got a glass breaker.
You need some spray, though.
No, I need ammunition.
I need that protection.
Let it off.
Don't let it spray on them.
That's why you have to be careful also with like saying where you work and stuff like that, because now people are going to go to your job. People are going to give you money. And listen, for the girls that do OnlyFans, when a man pays you, they feel entitled.
Of course.
They feel like you owe them
something.
So this guy could have easily been like, I'm coughing up all this money for this girl and she's not giving me
what he wrote on the wall.
So now I'm going to go find her so that she could give me what I want.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Once you get money from a man, listen, it comes with a price.
Yeah.
It does. They don't want shit for free. If they're going to give you money, if they're going to pay for your bills, you got to give them something in return.
Yeah. As a woman, we have to be very careful. Never post your life location.
No.
Never post or tag the places that you frequent. Never post your view either. Like in Miami, when people post their view,
you could tell a building.
You could tell which building they live in, which floor, if they're facing north, east, west, south. You can literally tell.
People are obsessed enough
that's
to
how
find
went out. If you're in the gym, don't post while you're there, because people can really just
remember your schedule.
And adding to that, if you're going to post something because you truly enjoyed it and you just, coño, te pica, post it when you leave, bro.
Yeah, post it
and
when you,
again,
yeah.
if it's a frequent place that you're constantly going, I would avoid that. And it doesn't matter whether you do OnlyFans. It doesn't matter if you're a public figure or not.
In general,
there could be people with animosity and may want to find you, hurt you, and or do worse.
That's true. That's
real
true.
Quick, because we've been getting a lot of female viewers watching us, so I wanted to get the ladies' takes on this. So can you tell us a story of, like, the scariest thing where a guy, like, stalked you or whatever and what you did to kind of get out the situation? Mm. Maybe people can learn from it.
Well, for me...
Or someone else that has one right at the top of their head, and then we could just go around the table.
Yeah.
And then we're going to give the male perspective for the guys out there. And then we'll take phone calls. Actually, you know what? Real quick, we'll put the phone number on the bottom real fast. Guys, call into the show. We'll start getting it queued up right now.
Yeah.
The number is going to be – okay. And we'll read that in a second. But, Chris, can you pull up the phone number fast for them? The phone number, guys, it's – okay, 515-605-9740, guys. Again, that number is 515-605-9740 if you want to call into the show, talk to us, talk to some of the ladies. And we're going to get the female perspective on this. It's crazy story, what they did to get around it, and then we'll talk about the male perspective, and then we'll open it up to you guys. Thank you guys for all the support. And the way we're going to do it is we'll prioritize super chats, then phone calls, and we'll go back and forth that way, okay? So thank you guys for all the support. But the number is right there, 515-605-9740. So
you have one? I have one.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first.
Go ahead.
I have lots of stories. Because
tell us the craziest one.
Like, they're all pretty crazy. I've had people, like, I used to work at a popular mall, so people used to pull up to the mall or whatever it was. People used to follow me on my lunch break. People would follow me out to my car. I've had it all. Like, all
right, so tell us the craziest one.
Okay, the craziest one, probably when this random, okay, y'all, this is literally crazy. This guy pretended to be like a Uber Eats driver, and I'm telling you, he was an Uber Eats driver, but he was a weird one. Like, he was just a weird one, and he just pulled up. Like, it was just weird. He came to deliver my food, and he pulled up and he texted me, and like, it happened, I don't know, for a couple of days. He would like I think he added me on social media or something. Because, see, and that's why I don't put up pictures of my Uber Eats no more. I deleted my pictures on Uber and my pictures on Lyft. I don't put my face on the pictures.
Okay, yep.
Because that shit, like, some people might know.
I told girls to not do that either. Yeah, like, don't put your picture up on Uber, or Lyft, or
I have, like,
those
a palm tree
apps.
Now as, like, my profile picture.
For girls.
But
for guys, you should do it, but for girls, you should.
Yeah, and so he literally, I would get Snapchats, like, of somebody driving by my house. Like, and I have lots of random people on my Snapchat, my Instagram, stuff like that. So I got snatches of somebody driving past my house, and people were saying I'm downstairs, and people, I don't know, just some crazy ass shit. So that's why I be moving.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And guys, give this advice to your if you got a sister, a daughter, you know, a cousin, whatever it is. Like, yeah, you should not be putting pictures of if you're a girl, you shouldn't be putting any of that stuff on your profile, because a lot of these guys, man, they don't really do. They say they do background checks, but they really don't, bro.
No,
on
they
some
don't.
Of these guys.
And, yeah.
So your Uber Eats driver followed you for a bit.
Yeah, and I've even had Uber drivers too. Like, Uber drivers that are just, they push the boundaries. They talk too much. They're asking too many questions. They're, where are you going? Who? What place is this? You have a boyfriend? Like, stuff like that. Yeah. Small things that you think is small talk. Like, no, we think it's creepy. Like, we think it's creepy, man. Like, don't be doing.
Don't
that.
Send them the Addy. They're coming to you.
Yeah, okay.
Like, and now this driver knows where I'm going. Like, they know my whole entire route. So you got to be careful with them Uber drivers. A tip, have your AirPods in, pretend you're talking to somebody, or, I don't know, play, like, videos out loud or just something. Like, you don't.
No. Don't ever do that. Don't ever cancel out noise. You want to know everything that's going on around
but
you.
But act like you're talking to somebody, or be on FaceTime like,
no,
out loud.
I feel what Shay's saying, because there's been times I've been in an Uber. I had an Uber try to kiss me in my mouth one time.
Oh,
what?
Lord.
And he did it. Like, because I didn't expect it to come at all. He got out. I was like,
put your tongue right where it's supposed to be over there.
Wait. Hold on. Stop the show. How did he, wait, because
okay,
you're
look,
sitting in the back, right?
I pulled up to this nightclub. I got my bags out.
You were in the back?
In the back seat.
Okay.
He's over here. I'm back here on this side.
Yeah.
So I could see him diagonal.
All right.
Anyways, he wasn't asking me no creepy questions. He was normal as hell.
Yeah. So you're sitting behind the front passenger seat.
And my bags were in the trunk.
Okay.
So as a man, I expect you to get my shit out of the trunk. So he went and got my stuff out of the trunk. And when he was giving it to me, It was one of those.
Oh my God.
I tell you, I beat the fuck out that man, and I went in the club, and I told the security what just happened. Then I reported to Lyft. Everything got shut down. But I do that a lot.
I don't even do that. Sometimes, like, oh, here's your bag. Oh, shit. Oh.
They'll be like, oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to my uncle's house. I'm going to my dad's house. I'm going to my brother's house. I'm going to my boyfriend's house.
Never say I'm going home. I'm doing this.
Right. Like, oh, who you stay with? Oh, I stay with two gay uncles, my dad, and my boyfriend. All dicks in the house. Yeah. That's what I say.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do real talk. I don't have a daughter. I really don't want to have a daughter at all.
Okay. Who's next? Who wants to? Nina, you got some?
Yeah, I just want to say, just you have to be so careful not to show so too much of your life when you're on social media. Like, a lot of girls like to post their entire apartment. So now all these strangers know the layout of your apartment. They know which door your bedroom is in. They know which building you live in because you post your view all the time. They know which car you drive because you're posting it
all the time.
We understand you're proud of your accomplishments.
Yes.
This is not coming from a hater perspective. It's just be very careful.
Take precautions.
People can also learn your schedule. They might know that, you know, at 10 a.m. you go to the gym and you leave at 12, and then you go for lunch in Pura Vida, and then you go for a walk in Brickell. So always change your
Pura
routine.
Pura Vida's his favorite spot.
I love
go
that
stalk
spot.
Him over there, guys.
Yeah, come find me.
Always change your
random
routine,
time.
Change your schedule. Keep it very, very private. Nobody needs to know where you live. Nobody needs to know which car you drive.
Mm-hmm.
And just be careful. Never walk around alone at night. And if you do it in the middle of the street, because that's how, you know, if anything happens, God forbid, the cameras can get you and the neighbors, there's light pointing out at you so the neighbors can see you. Never walk on the sidewalk. Never walk next to a car door. Never walk next to a bush.
This is mad. That's a bitch mad rule. God damn.
Don't walk anywhere.
It's my life.
Never walk with head.
Be on go. Be ten toes.
I lived in Boston for 5 years by myself, alone. And, you know, those suburban neighborhoods. I lived in Cambridge, like on the line of Belmont.
Very, very familiar, yep. So.
Yeah, it can be very lonely and dark at night. And these are all precautions that I had to take to keep, to stay safe, you know.
Yeah.
And never wear headphones when walking by yourself.
That is a very good rule, not to wear headphones. Because if you're drawing all the noise, then you don't know what's happening around you.
Mm-hmm. I'd be having them in my ears, but, like, I don't play anything. It's just a habit of having them in my ears. But I be having my AirPods in my
ear. A lot of girls do that just to make it look like, hey, I'm talking to somebody.
I know Andrew Tate talks about not wearing headphones in public.
Shout out to Andrew.
You never know.
And never walk in front of anybody. So don't.
What?
You can't fight that, though.
No, like on the sidewalk.
You don't put yourself in a position where you can't see behind you and someone is walking behind you.
This is my last creepy story. I was like 14, walking in my neighborhood where everybody knows my dad and knows me.
Was this in Miami?
Yeah, down south. I was walking. This car started following me, right? So I'm like, oh, shit. I got to think fast. So I saw a random cookout. I was like, let me go blend in with the black people because I'm black, obviously. I'm like, so I go to the cookout, and the lady was like, oh, are you da-da-da-da? I'm like, no, just let me be your cousin, please. Let me get a plate, and let me just stay in the front yard with 30 people so I could be safe. She's like, okay, go in the house. So I went in the house. I waited. The car just kept going around in circles. Like I remember before I decided to go into that cookout area, he was like, hey, shorty, come here with the white shorts. Come here. And he was following me all around my neighborhood. I didn't want to go home because my house was a block away from where he was following me, and I didn't want him to know exactly where I stayed. But I just stayed there until an hour went by. I called my dad, told him what happened. He told me to stay. He'll come get me. He came and got me.
Damn.
But these guys would just be like, weird as fuck off rip with no problem. No matter how weird you feel, no matter what you say, they'll still keep going just because you're smaller.
One time.
Real quick. All right, Chris, you had another part of the article that you wanted to pull up real quick. Can we pull it up real fast and then hold on to that?
How many callers we go? Oh, waiting.
We probably got a bunch.
We got about 36.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to all y'all, man. We'll get to the phone lines here in a second. Okay, so we're going to pull this up because those are there we go. Anna Montana. Well, who's Anna Montana? Anna Montana says she's taking extra precautions in the wake of another IG model shocking death, including beefing up her own personal security.
Yeah.
We got Anna leaving. Oh, yeah. We got Anna leaving Toast in Los Angeles and asked if she's doing anything differently safety-wise in the reaction to Miss Mercedes Moore's recent death, which cops in Texas say is an apparent murder self-deletion. Anna says she's thinking about adding muscle and she's being extra cautious about where and when she posts on social media because she thinks more might have a stalker. And I think she dates one of the Balls.
LaMelo Ball. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's older than him, too.
Yeah.
Way older.
She's 32. Okay. It's interesting. Anna says a lot of IG models and influencers are talking about Moore's death, and it seems like it's been a wake-up call to some folks. Anna tells us she's warning other influencers to be extra careful about giving away too much information about their personal lives and their profiles. And she says it's not smart to tag locations while they're still physically there. And then,
I mean, real talk, for anybody, you should always post when you're gone, bro.
Yeah, I never post. I'll save it and post it when I've left.
From Soulja Boy. He'll post where he's at.
No.
But, like, when he's gone.
Yeah.
But then you go there, he's gone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never.
You have something, Nina? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, this is why I tell you guys, don't ever walk in front of anybody. If you hear footsteps in the back and you're walking alone at night, that is a huge red flag. You don't want that.
Yeah, let them go ahead of you.
One time I was walking from the gym to home, and it's about a two-mile walk. And it was
2 miles.
So yeah, it was already like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, my bad.
Oh, yeah, Nina doesn't drive, by the way, guys.
No, I
don't. I'll drive you around.
You better Uber your ass.
No. There was this guy walking behind me, maybe like 10 feet behind me. And I crossed the street, you know, because I don't want to walk in front of you. I don't know who you are. And he crosses the street at the same time that I crossed the street.
Mm-mm.
Like I said, get over here.
And then I had to cross the street again, and he was looking at me like,
yeah, that's
get
right.
Over
like,
here.
Yes, I have the right to be creeped out.
Yeah.
And then there was this guy that used to be my roommate, and he didn't comply with the rules. Like, he was really dirty, so I kicked him out. And once I kicked him out, there was so many weird noises in my apartment.
Mm-mm.
And one time at 3 a.m. somebody paired to my speaker.
Yo, I literally have a story because I thought my neighbor was watching me. I swear to God, like, I thought my neighbor had cameras in my house. I even like
somebody paired to my speaker at 3 a.m. and started playing really random music.
Uh-uh.
So I'm just, you know, I'm just thinking. It was actually country music. So I get up and.
Oh, that's scarier than anything.
Yeah.
Country music? That shit's trash.
Yeah. You about to die.
Down the tiger.
Yeah, massacre.
Down the truck. All
right.
Yeah, we're doing.
Well, okay. Go ahead. Finish your story, and then Bianca, and then Shawnee, and then we'll take the phone calls.
So I got up to see if any of my devices were maybe paired to the speaker. Nope, nothing. And then I go to the downstairs neighbor, and she said that same night she had also been hearing some, you know, weird noises and footsteps in the emergency staircase.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to all my surrounding neighbors to see if maybe by mistake they had paired to my speaker, and none of that. So. Just be very careful. You don't want to upset anybody either.
So for all you stalkers out there, don't keep your take your Bluetooth off when you're stalking. God damn, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And don't play country music at 3 a.m.
Bianca, anything?
Like a story?
Yeah, you got a story or not?
I do.
You just crushed them with your quads.
I should have. No, I don't have any like super like crazy stories, but I did once get, like, flowers sent to my house.
Oh, so scary.
Well, listen, I didn't know how this guy got my address. Like, I don't know how he found me, you know, so that was kind of creepy. And I didn't know who it was at first. I didn't recognize the name of the flowers that were sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I had gotten, like, in my requests for Instagram, I had gotten a message saying, "Ping me. I hope you like the flowers."
What'd you help him with?
I had helped him like medically.
Oh, okay. Aww. Okay. With your nursing stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this guy found my found my address.
Maybe he just called your workplace and was like, get them to send it.
Girl, that's some Lifetime movie shit.
That's not what they do. They do not give out addresses.
No, that's
like
weird
that.
As
they
hell.
Don't do
no, they would have given it to him. Maybe they.
No,
were they roses or dandelions? What were they?
Oh my God. They were roses.
Red? Red or white?
White.
Oh,
okay.
That's weird.
Okay. You're trying to make a move. All
right. Yeah, that's
all
weird.
But either way, that's. How did you find my address?
Yeah.
Like,
well, really
how
weird.
Did you think that you can send me flowers?
Well, I'm going to be honest.
There's a lot of things that I know, and if I type in a few names and a few addresses, a lot of things gonna come up. So, and there's websites where you could pay for all types of.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not gonna say this on air. There's a lot of things you can pay for.
Yeah,
I'm ready for everything.
Even then, if you go.
Right. Wait, hold on, Sean, you got something?
Honestly, I didn't have like a really weird interaction with a man because I'm very overly precautious. And
can you talk into the mic though so we can hear this cautious
story? Yes. I'm very overly cautious and I like to be aware of my surroundings. I look for an exit in every location. I advise for every woman to do that, not only women, but men as well. You need to protect yourself at all times. In terms of a weird story, I'll make it short and sweet. It wasn't exactly a man. It was a girl over a boy.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Bold ass bitch. And she pulled up on me because I was working for a little seasonal job just to make some extra money on the side. Again, I was in the mall, so I understand where she's coming from with the whole popular location.
Fuck that.
She popped up on me, and the funny part was she popped up on me several times.
Mm-mm.
The first time she popped up, and we deaded our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw me there and acted like, you know, like, oh, like, you're not going to ask me how may I help you? Nah, you're not going to get help by me because we got pressure and I need to keep this professional. So I will direct someone else to you to keep it, you know, cordial. So I kind of just avoided her and she kept like pulling for a reaction.
Yeah.
She saw I didn't pay her any mind. I kind of left on break. I was like, whatever. I mean, you don't got me shook, but I'm not about to act out either. So I avoided that situation. Second time, she pulls up. Now she pulls up with her man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So was this the guy you were smashing?
No.
Oh.
I had dealt with someone in the past, and there were rumors that she had slept with him.
Mm. Oh, that's why.
And honestly, I didn't choose either side. I didn't know who to believe. I just killed the ties on both sides and went by my way and said, whether y'all did it or not, is dead. So y'all could keep fucking if y'all fucking, and if y'all not fucking, it's deuces, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I went my way, kept my peace.
Mm.
The second time she popped up with her man.
Mm.
After the first interaction, I'm like, all right, you not about pressure. Like, you ain't ask me nothing, got conversation, or you just look for my reaction. Like, clearly, you miss my friendship without saying you miss my friendship because you came here looking for me in some type of way. You know, like, whatever. I'm not about the drama. I'll just avoid. But the second time she came, she saw that I was avoiding her again. And she came up to the register while I was at the register, but it wasn't that I wasn't trying to help her. I deadass wasn't registered, trained at that job yet. When she see me coming down from the register, she moved while I moved, and I stepped back like, bitch, you on that? Because I'm off the clock, like, right now.
I'm off the clock.
But honestly, I'm not about throwing hands and nothing like
that. Look at my
watch,
I got time today, huh?
Yeah. Shit. But if I have to protect myself, I will at all costs, and there's no beef or pressure with her. As a matter of fact, I left that job because of that interaction. And blessings wherever she's at. But that was the weirdest shit ever. And, of course, there was always some dick.
All right.
Like,
so, I'll say, hold on real quick. The thing you guys got to know is that, so we heard the female perspective for the guys out there. Guys, this is why we tell you need to have an abundance mindset. Obviously, what you just heard from the ladies is the craziest examples of a scarcity mindset. Anytime you take crazy overt acts to go see a woman that doesn't necessarily know and or give a fuck about you, especially when you're like doing things that clearly show that you know her address or you know her personal habits or whatever it is or her location, it's going to put you in a situation that you're going to look weird.
Yeah.
I don't advise guys do anything like, you know, because here's the thing. You might think it's romantic to send a girl some flowers right to her house or whatever, but if she doesn't know you guys, she's going to think that's weird. You got to remember that women are always on defense mode. They play to not lose. And when you play to not lose, you're going to be very conservative when you deal with the opposite gender, because you guys got to remember that women are the weaker sex physically. They can't really – if you were stuck – like, if you were in a one-on-one physical confrontation, she's going to lose, and they know that. So operate with the mindset that, hey, she's always on defense, right? And you got to pretty much operate like, okay, if I'm going to approach her or make a move, it's got to be socially calibrated, preferably in front of other people. It's not weird, and she doesn't feel scared, because you don't want safety objections to ruin the ability where you can, you know, get an interaction going. I can't tell you how many times it's been at night I see a pretty girl and I'm like, fuck. Well, if I approach her, it's going to be weird, and I know that I'm going to come in I'm going to come in with kind of a handicap. So what I'll do is, if I know that girl or I know kind of like what she does or whatever it is, I'll push that approach to a time where it's more appropriate, where it's daytime, there's people around or whatever. Or maybe if she walks into a store, then I'll go into the store and talk to her versus like trying to talk to her on the street and introduce myself. And little things like this, guys, play a big role in increasing your probability of being successful versus, you know, possibly being successful. So just understand that, you know, women are always on defense, especially at nighttime, you know, or in secluded areas, whatever it is. And just be cognizant of that, guys. And don't do all this extra stuff of sending things to an address or whatever, especially if she doesn't know you. This is why I tell guys, because guys have called in, hey, I drive Uber. You know, I do this. What do you think about hitting on a girl that you know, that is a passenger? 9 out of 10 times, bro, mm-hmm. it's going to be an L. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be attractive about it and everything else like that. So just keep that in mind, guys. So I wanted to give you guys the female perspective. And then obviously, you know, this is the extreme end of having a scarcity mindset with women. So I guess we'll hit some phone calls now.
No, chat first.
Oh, okay, super chats. All right, $20. And thank you guys for all the donations. $20, PKTG. I hate to say it, but to me, OF is the equivalent of gangbanging, and with fast money comes slow consequences. Stay safe, y'all. Yeah, it's very true. And then $20, Peblo, $27 super sticker. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So let's hit the phone lines.
Five is fine.
What was that?
Five phone calls. A show is coming up soon.
Okay. All right. So let's hit 848.
848.
What's up, caller?
Hello. Hello, do you guys
hear me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
one question,
hey,
caller.
Yeah, I got a question. Yeah, I have a question for Myron.
Sure.
Bro, so this thing I've realized, because I'm on TikTok and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen that video, but I'll send it to Trey Talk Sports. And it's very interesting. But I want to know what's, like, your mindset when it – because you always say, right, that with women, right, and I mean, you always say, men, the more money you make, the more higher status you get. Like, why do you say that the lower tolerance we take for bullshit? Do you think it's, like, a side effect of it, or you think it's a requirement that you have to have? Because there's a lot of guys that make money, but they're, like, teddy bears and soft guys. Like, they have that even though – they're at the top of the top. So why do you always say, like, the bullshit not coming up with this from everybody doesn't work?
Well, the reason why is because competence leads to accomplishments, which then leads to confidence. And then when you have confidence, you have a certain mindset and a certain self-respect and appreciation for yourself where you're not going to tolerate bullshit from women. The problem is that a lot of these guys that have money that are simps, they don't know their value. So they think, okay, let me still pedestalize a girl even though I've accomplished so much. A lot of guys being simps and putting women on a pedestal comes down to them not understanding their worth or knowing their real value.
Hmm. All right, okay.
All right, man. Good question. Right. We're going to move on. Thank you for calling into the show. We got 914 on the line. 914, what's up, man?
Let's go.
And we can hear you.
Okay. All right, man. Good question. We're
going to
move on, though. Thank you for calling into the show.
Turn your
YouTube off in the background. All right, we'll move on to the next caller. All right, guys, before we take the next caller, just so you guys know, mute YouTube in the background, okay? We can hear you. Don't worry. All the ladies can hear you too. Just say your name, where you're from, and then ask the question. All right, so mute your YouTube in the back, please. And then we got DJ here, $10. A lot of men are only creeps to women because she won't do something respectful as speak back. That's how men and women communicated before social media. These women, these females are rude AF and wonder why men don't approach.
Just so you know, bro, she can't respond to everybody, bro.
Yeah,
bro, real talk. To respond to all those dudes, bro, you can't do it either, bro.
Well, here's the thing. You guys got to remember, if you got to look at a girl's phone, and that will let you guys know, like, how many messages they really get, bro. So
I tell you all the time,
look at a woman's phone, and it's going to hurt your feelings, but then you're going to see why so many women are fickle and flaky.
She's only going to respond to guys that she wants to talk to. That's
yeah.
yeah.
So.
Tory Lanez, $10. And that's the other thing, too. Women's abundance mindset is on steroids, guys. A lot of guys' mindsets are on scarcity, on extreme, and they just do the crazy shit that you guys heard here. Tory Lanez, $10. I know my boy Fresh going to pass this test.
Let's do it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Tory Lanez, $10. I know my Fresh going to pass this test.
No.
Luke,
no.
Duck, likes, lakes.
No.
Licks.
No. Nah, but he was straight, though.
Once again, I already know the ops are going to use that clip and make fun of us. So anything else? Okay, well, back to the phone lines. We got 301 on the line. Yo, 301,
niggas ain't getting no bitches.
Okay,
thank you, bro. We get no bitches.
313.
Have a good night, sir.
313, go ahead.
What? I'm dead.
313, go ahead.
What's the deal, bro?
Yo, what up, man?
Hey, man.
I like to say all the ladies, y'all looking good on the panel today, fresh. My dog Fit Myron, y'all, you know, holding me down. But it's a Frank from Detroit. I just want to ask y'all a quick question real quick.
Sure. What's up, Frank?
What's going on, bro? All right, ladies, do y'all think like y'all be setting y'allself up a lot of the times for what a lot of these guys be putting y'all through? Like, do y'all think like the things that y'all portray bring a lot of that attention?
Okay, you mean like social media?
Like pictures, yeah, videos.
It's a 50-50. Sometimes we accidentally play until if I were to pass away, God forbid, and that's an article about me.
You ain't dying nowhere. We need you, bro.
Being at a gas station at 4 a.m., I did not ask to die. I just wanted to get fucking gas. But if there's an article and you read it, oh, I was so in the gas station at 4 a.m., I understand 50-50. Maybe I should have just waited till I got home. By the time, I just needed gas. But there are some times where you set up in a situation that you didn't ask for, and then there's some asshole that comes and ends it for you.
I'm saying, out of all of the times that y'all been through, like a lot of these situations, you guys, like, could have been prevented
by something. Walking down the aisle, I got 14.
I think he means like, I don't know
what you wear.
That's what I think he's trying to say. Like, more if you show yourself provocatively,
and the location and time and what you wear. Yeah. That's
now you're walking
saying.
By yourself at 10 p.m.
Yeah. So, okay,
like
real quick.
Right.
Do you think, I guess, give us the breakdown. Is it your fault? Is it the guy's fault? What do you think?
In terms of, because I didn't finish hearing what he said. If he was speaking in regards to the choice of men in relationships, hell yeah. I done picked some bad men in my life. I'm not afraid to admit that. In terms of maybe unwanted attention due to provocative clothing because I felt like being a bad bitch on some hot girl shit. Yeah, but... Okay, when I dress like that, I know that it's gonna come with a certain type of attention, so I have to take the extra precaution, perhaps, or maybe have some muscle with me because it's definitely a 50-50.
Okay,
I agree.
All right.
But some people don't ask for it.
Yeah. All right.
Just predators out there.
Like, you guys have to control yourself.
Thank you. Thank you for
that.
Thank you for the call. Yeah. I mean, and what I always say, is the guys should control themselves, but that doesn't mean that they are. You know, that's the unfortunate reality that we live in where, we got some weirdos out there and they're just going to act weird. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Archer, $10. Men and women are Ward AF. I've had random girls take pics of me and post it on their Snapchat with my emoji.
With hard eyes.
With hard eyes. My friend showed me as they were friends. I've had a guy take pics of me while at the gym.
What the fuck?
All right, man. Well, you are an anomaly, my friend, because that's rare.
You must be fine as fuck.
Yeah. It's only TV84.
Fresh. How about this test? I love PAGs, POGs, no BBWs for BBC. BBC's for girls that are bottom heavy in size 3.
Okay.
You're funny, bro.
Shit, man. I love it. Brian C. Folsom, two things. Number one, 400K again, party needs to go down. Number two, Bianca is going to get wiped up, not shooting my shot. Just giving credit where credit is due. Also, I shower and wear deodorant. All right.
Yo, hit a Brian. Hit a Brian.
All right. Next, not 301. That's a troll. Yeah, yo, he's the one that called him before last time that talked shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, 301. Hey, man, at least like the video while you're here, okay, Hayden? Or you could dislike the video. Helps with the engagement. 623, you're on the air.
Hey, back from Phoenix again.
Yo, what up?
My question is for the book, The Mystery Method, because I'm currently reading it. What's the way to apply it? Because you said some of the things in the book was outdated.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that you need to apply from it is how women operate and how women mate select, from a pickup sense. That's why the book is so good. He talks about the compliance ladder and, approaching sex and building social value, demonstrating higher value, et cetera, pre-selection. He talks about all these concepts in the book, which is why the book is good. It's just that the application is a bit dated, but all the concepts are still valid in the way that women operate and look at men. Cool?
My caller?
Yep.
Good question.
Thank you very much.
All right, later, bro.
Thanks, man.
Okay, let's hit 832. Shout out to Houston. We'll hit this one real fast.
All right.
Houston in the house. What's up, man?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
All right, what's up, guys? I'm from Houston, like you said. Name's David. I got a pretty tough question for y'all. So if y'all have noticed, in about a few years, about majority of women are going to be unhappy and lonely, right? So my question is, what are we going to do as society about those lonely women? Because for men, when men are lonely and depressed, we either stick to ourselves or we become violent. So society has a good way of dealing with lonely men. But for women, when they are lonely and upset, they take it out on others and the rest of society. So my question is, what do you think we can do about that?
Okay.
Women being lonely?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because he's seeing the trend that, like, more and more women are being single. Bro, real talk, you guys think we're kidding around when we say invest in dog food and shit like that. The marriage rates are going to continue to plummet, man. It is what it is. Women control the sexual marketplace from that standpoint. And, you know, you guys have seen on the panel, many women are not going to settle with an average guy, and it is what it is. So, you know, my foreshadowing is that, you know, people are just going to – there's going to be more single people. There's going to be more casual sex. It's going to continue on this trend of a hookup culture, and it is what it is.
Yeah, we can't solve the problem.
You can't really solve it. You just got to adapt and overcome.
If women don't want to settle, that's on them, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, get some dogs, but that's about it.
Yeah. All you could do really is adapt to the situation, which is like, that's why we have this podcast. We teach you guys how to date in a contemporary dating marketplace because times have changed.
All right, Colin.
Cool.
Yep.
We got three times. Three.
Okay. Let's see here. We got Kupo. Shorty next to Fresh looked like she could whip up a nice plate of Spanish food. Need her in my life. Tell her to get at me. P.S. I smell good. Guys, all the ladies' Instagrams are below in the description, so feel free to send dick pics over there. Suave temper. The more sexual liberation we modern women attain, the more I understand why historical society suppressed it. By now, the ladies should see the harm outweighs the benefit. Perhaps they will reason. I don't think so, my friend. Women fought really hard to get here, and they ain't going to give it up, my friend. Trust me. Legendary, $10. Can you ask guys to write their question down if they frequent and like in their sentences? Okay, hilarious. Thank you, Legendary. All right, next phone number.
Last one.
And then, press ham talk. I told my homeboy about them flowers. When call me not to send them, it's 4 months now, and he still haven't smashed. SMH. Yeah, bro. Like, guys.
4 months?
I tell y'all all the time, bro. Like, these gestures of chivalry and everything else like that, women don't appreciate it anymore, bro. A lot of times you're going to come off as creepy. So,
if you don't have anything... But I'm old school. I like getting flowers. If you don't send me flowers, I will notice.
You literally just complained about it just 10 minutes ago.
Well, because I didn't know this guy.
Oh, yeah. But...
And because he found my address. But if I'm interested in you, if I'm talking to you, like, flowers can go a long way.
Maybe later in the relationship after you've, like, you know, complied to some of his things. But, like, you shouldn't be giving girls a flower up front.
And please don't do tulips because they die in, like, 2 days.
Don't buy flowers for girls until, like, she's, like, she's a cop with some things for you guys.
We like roses. Yeah.
Next caller?
Last one.
574.
No, sorry.
317, I guess. Okay, 317.
317?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bro.
Yeah, we can.
All right, I just had a quick thought for you guys, because Myron, I hear you arguing with girls a lot about value. And it seems you guys talk past each other a lot, so I just had a quick thought. I thought I might be able to help you out. What I see, there's three types of value when it comes to people. There's intrinsic, acquired, and extrinsic. You always talk about extrinsic. Girls are talking about acquired and intrinsic. Why I see it, because they're talking about their basic value as a human. For one, like, everyone has the same basic value when it comes to their soul and everything. And then that's intrinsic, and then they're talking about acquired, like, oh, I'm a boss bitch. I got money. I got my bands and everything. And you're like, cool. Doesn't make you a steppy, though. You're talking about extrinsic, which is the value that other people put on you. And in the dating market, that's what matters, the extrinsic value. Because men, what we want in a woman is what matters. You know, that's the only value that counts in that whole market. So when you come in saying, talking with your intrinsic and acquired value, we don't really care about that. We care about what we want to see in you. So I think if you clarify the type of value you're talking about, the girls, it would really help out. That's just my thought. I thought it might help you out a bit.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man, for calling in.
Thanks, bro.
All right. So who's the next caller here?
Last one, guys. We have a show in 2 minutes. A few minutes.
All right. 574. All right. 574.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Yo, tell me. Go ahead.
Question.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I have a question. I'm 21. I'm a college student. All of the girls I date are 18 or 19, so because they're underage, I can't take them out to the bars or anything. How do I escalate things? So I always offer, like, the coffee date or the ice cream date, whatever. How do I escalate things so that I close on the first date or at least consistently get a second date?
Well, in this case, do you live, like, on campus?
I live off, I'm like right next off campus though.
Okay, cool. Well, still do your dinner, your coffee or ice cream date, but maybe go for a walk by like the park area, by like, you know, the bleachers. Basically, just take it for a walk, and it's, hey, let's go out to my spot and chill there. Kind of like you want to add value by, for example, let's say you do like music, right? You have like a instrument or something like that. Hey, I asked you to play guitar. Let's go out to my spot, and I'll play a song for you. Just something like that. You could like bring about your spot, but it's not like too cringy, if that makes sense.
But make sure your spot is spotless,
clean.
Smelling good.
100%. Ben made everything.
No water bottles on the desk.
Yeah, do all the seducing at your spot, bro, after you've escalated, you know, during the walk, you know, during the ice cream date. That way when you get to your spot, it's okay. It's like seamless. So,
like you're saying, it's a good idea to change up, like the
multiple venues.
Scene, like the venue kind of.
Multiple spots.
Yeah.
Because that way, it'll be like she's been with you for way longer than you actually matter for. Because multiple spots, multiple experiences, and she's like, you know what? Damn, this guy's, I'm comfortable, I'm relaxed.
Yeah.
I should be more up to like go with you wherever you want to go, for the most part.
Make sure she's comfortable with you too before you try and escalate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Let's hit the next one real fast.
Some chats.
Hit the phone lines again. We'll hit another one.
1 second.
All right. So we got 201. 301 keeps calling in. 201, go ahead. Yeah. What's your question?
What's up, caller?
Yes. So I'm a big fan of the show. Like, I love Fresh and Fit. One of the, like, top shows I've watched in a long time. So one of the things which you guys keep on saying is you know, get the money up, like get in shape. But since I'm 5'4", which is pretty short as a guy, do you think I should consider getting height surgery, or what do you think I should do?
Nah, bro.
Yeah. The thing is, you got to understand, man, when you're deficient in one area, that means you need to make up for it, like, and amplify in another area. So, if you're short, you have no choice, bro. You got to get in shape. You got to get ripped. You got to get your money on point. You got to learn game. You got to get confident. You got to dress well. And you got to take care of yourself. So if you're deficient in one thing, you need to make up for it in other regards. Short guys can still get girls. It's just that you really got to work on yourself. And you can't control your height, but you can control everything else. You can control your money. You can control your physique. You can control your confidence. You can control the way you dress, the way you carry yourself. Max out every other variable, okay?
And date the shorties.
And go for short girls.
Some 4'11".
And by the way, those surgeries have serious implications because those surgeries can damage you for life.
Yeah. Don't do it, bro. Just take care of yourself and become better. Okay?
Cool.
Some women like short men.
It's true.
Let's hit real quick. We could do super chats last. Fresh ones. And then also, for short guys out there, by the way, get Chukka boots and Chelsea boots. That also helps. It'll add an extra inch to your height.
Alexander McQueen.
Let's hit like two or three more calls. 615? Up top? That's the order, right? Yeah, 615?
Oh, yeah,
go
that's
ahead.
Me?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Yeah, you can hear me?
On the show. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
I just got to say, all them hosts is capping about them stories. How this bitch in the black hair was talking about some random shit. That wasn't no stalker shit. And the other bitch said they was walking a mile from the gym.
Yo, you should let him run. Yo,
nah, man. Fuck it.
Bro.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to let the ladies respond to that.
Hold on. Real quick, right? If someone tells you a story, how the hell do you know if it's true or not?
Like,
you couldn't even assume, bro. Like,
maybe the way we convey
her life
it
is not your
best.
Life. You can't tell her that her story is not true if you've never been in her shoes.
Yeah.
And don't call me a bitch. Have some decency and manners, sir.
He could call you a bitch. Just call him a fuck. Something else.
We're going to get you some cat and dog food.
I was going to let the girls just roast him back. But
no,
okay. Okay. 510. 510, go
ahead.
Hey,
Martin.
Yo.
Hey, I have a collab request for you guys. Maybe you could do it on your Money Mondays as George Gammon. I heard him on a podcast. He was speaking very highly of you guys.
We know George Gammon.
We know him.
No, we know him. We know him. Actually, I was on the phone Rollo earlier talking about some of that stuff. So don't worry. We got some things planned for you guys in mid-October.
Yep.
So don't worry.
George
I'm ahead of you.
Like, and George Gammon, the term like red pill they use for economics as well.
We know Fresh has met him on multiple occasions. We know him.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
I met him, Robert Kiyosaki. He's coming on the show.
Yeah, don't worry. We got it.
So thank you for that suggestion.
Thank you.
I'm glad to see that people want to see that. So
thanks,
bro. Sit tight. We got some things working in mid-October.
I heard on the podcast, he was speaking highly of you guys. He was speaking highly of your work ethic.
Thank you so much,
thanks,
man.
Bro.
I appreciate it. Okay, we got 516. 516, go ahead.
I say yo.
What's up, man?
What's up, caller?
So check this out. This is about that report regarding the teacher that got fired. Like,
okay.
My understanding is that when it comes to kids' value systems, parents should have a final say on that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then the reason that they're pushing this crap on kids is because the older generation is going to die out, you know. Like, the way they pull this off is that, you know, they use the feminist movement to encourage women to pursue careers instead of being mothers. Now, if both parents are working, who is presiding over the children for 8 hours a day?
The school
system. You feel me?
All right, my friend.
And I got to be real with you, man. I am tired of these bitch-ass activists pushing this shit on the kids, bro. They're teaching them about the LGBT and, you know, they're teaching them about sex acts and stuff. And they're even showing them porn in school, bro. Like, what the fuck is that? That's happening,
yeah,
man.
Times have changed.
Sex ed.
Yeah, times have changed, my friend. Yeah, I mean, it's changed a lot from when I was in elementary school. So,
my friend,
yeah.
you are pretty much woke, bro. Just stay woke and
stay based, my friend.
The message.
Let's go to 404. Thank you for calling into the show, bro. And then we'll hit the super chat last. 404.
I just want to show.
What's
thank
up, man?
You. Can you hear me? Y'all good?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
All right. I'm Steven, straight out of Atlanta. I just want to say two things. One, dealing with the LGBT thing is wrong. We don't need that. The children don't need to learn that, and that's how I feel about it. Number two, for the ladies out there that do the OnlyFans thing, please strap up. Learn self-defense, and don't post anywhere, any social stuff. Like often, I know y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do, but you guys gotta be careful because these simps are dangerous. That man was deranged. That man was deranged, and that's why you need a buddy's mindset, guys. All right?
Yeah.
That's all.
That's real talk, man. That's real talk. And the stalkerish guys out there, man, that is a scarcity mindset on steroids, and that's why I wanted you guys to hear it from the female perspective. That you guys always got to remember when, even if you're like doing something with like, you know, a mindset where like, oh, I'm just really attracted to her. I want to show how much I care. She's going to interpret it as, oh, this guy's on some, and she's going to feel scared and creeped out by it. So even though in your mind you think, okay, I'm being a gentleman, I'm being really like thoughtful or resourceful. I sent her flowers, whatever, the thank you. She's going to think that you're a weirdo. So that's a good point. And I think every woman should get a firearm. And, you know, especially like if you live in Florida or Texas, you can get one fairly easily. Because at the end of the day, y'all can't really physically fight a guy. Some girls, I can beat up a dude. No, you can't.
And you need a man as well. You need a man.
There you go.
For security.
Security! Yo, thank you so much for calling in 404. And then, okay, I guess we'll hit the super chats real fast.
Yeah, one second.
Okay. Or you know, we can hit 818. I see he's been on the line for a bit.
I mean, so is all, but we can.
Okay. 818 real fast. Welcome to the show, 818.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
There we go.
Go ahead.
Hi. So I just want to say that I'm kind of new to watching you guys. I've been watching you guys for like maybe a couple of months. And I really love like your message and how you guys set up with the beautiful ladies. Shout out to the beautiful ladies. I kind of come for the ladies a little bit. But I really like this topic.
We love you.
And, hi. So I just wanted to like say that I support all of the ladies in the OnlyFans industry, all of the ladies that do strip work, all of the ladies who do twerk work, all of the ladies who do sex work. I'm a full-on supporter for doing whatever you have to do because it has saved lives. It's brought women out of abusive relationships. But what I do want to kind of share a little bit of my experience because I am actually going through a full-on like investigation starting like 2 days ago.
All right, go through it quickly because we got a lot of people on the line.
No, just
caller.
Call
so just go through it quickly.
Essentially, I had a stalker that started stalking me on the 25th of August, and He found me for massage therapy. I'm a certified massage therapist. I also have an OnlyFans page. And he did not pass my mental stability test. And they tell you in school how to assess your clients. And I think that not enough women are educated on how to keep themselves safe. So I do agree with how they say, you know, strap up and all that stuff. But I think you can prevent issues if you prevent instead of reacting. So place measures. This is not like this OnlyFans money can be real money. You're like stepping on mafia toes. You're stepping on porn industry toes. I'm sorry for saying the word. You're stepping on like bigger industry toes, and your money is stepping on media toes. So you need to think like these sharks think. I just had to upgrade my full-on security system, like full-on cameras. This man turns out that he works for Citibank. So however you guys have classified them, incels, they have these jobs as engineers. They have these jobs in finance, and they have power and access to database. And I'm from D.C., so I have people in place for Homeland Security. I can forward these infos to them when I reverse look up the phone number. Boom.
Okay,
I got
listen, listen. Hey, I hate to cut you off. I hate to cut you, but like we've got a lot of people waiting. Yeah, we've got a lot of people waiting.
Protect themselves, and
we got a lot of people waiting.
Make sure
so
you invest in your
thank
security,
you for calling into the show.
Invest in your cameras.
And, okay. All right. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. She was going on a tangent there.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I mean, obviously personal security is very important, but, like, we don't need to know all the details of what you're – as a matter of fact, you should not be telling the internet what you're doing to protect yourself, man. Like, what the – they're just going to try to circumvent it even more. So, if anything, we just saved her from herself there. Press Ham Talk. I told my homeboy – oh, no, read that one, Chris. Okay. Stack Racks – I got to get my
Stack glasses. Racks Relax, $10. I've watched you for 3 months, and I've always wondered how many sounds do you have on a soundboard?
Sir, so, well, so almost 100. Yeah. Okay, yo, Myron, where did you buy those biceps from, bro? Well, they're small, so I did not buy them anywhere. They're mediocre at best. Hollywood Superfly, $10 from Canada. We, in 2021, forget flowers, get them an edible bouquet. When they get back home from the date and open the fridge, boom, they thinking about you again. Oh. Okay. Black Wolf Pink. $10. How close are we to 388K subs? That's a good question. Freshman, how close are we?
We are three subs away.
Guys, three subs away,
man.
So, guys, we're going to stop the show real fast. Please, guys, do us a huge favor.
Like
the video and hit that red button, subscribe to the channel, because literally, I don't want to gloat, but I'm going to gloat. We give you guys Money Mondays. Then we do late night shows every weekday, right, with beautiful women on the panel, right? Then we give you guys Womanizer Wednesdays. Where we teach you guys how to get girls and be attractive, everything else like that. Then we got another show on Thursday. Then we do Fridays where we do Fitness Friday. I release a video on how to track your progress, right, in the gym.
Yeah.
And then we bring on – we do reactions to news articles, whatever. We try something new here where we brought some ladies on, giving you guys another perspective.
Phone calls.
Phone calls. Ain't nobody doing this. And nobody does a podcast at this
and
high level. And
it's not streamed. We bring on celebrity guests too as well, YouTubers, influencers that are your famous, you know, popular people you want to watch.
Yeah.
Come on the platform
and we got
too.
A giveaway, guys, right now that we're doing right now as well where we're giving away – a Rolex, and we're giving out a bunch of other stuff. FSBeerBomb.com. Two steps. Very easy. Sign up for the website, right? And then subscribe to Fresh and Fit and Fresh Fit Clips. You get a special URL when you sign up to the website. You share that URL with your friends, and then bam, you get
388.
Hey,
shout out to y'all in the chat, man.
Hey.
Yo. 388K subs. Hey, still, we're going to have the 500K party still. As we promised, we're still going to have it, man. So shout out to y'all in the chat.
And that's going
to
be a huge party. Because
Black Lemur, pull up, bro. You got on the host. Fresh Prince CEO supporter as well. Shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys so much. And that's the Rolex right there, guys. We spent $15,000 of our own money to get that thing for y'all.
Yep.
And we're going to give it away. All you got to do, the third step for the Rolex, if you want it, is get enroll in Identity IQ for only $1 and you get more submissions. Or if you don't want to enroll for Identity IQ, you're still eligible for all the other prizes to include the free trip to Miami, the cash prize, everything else. We didn't want to force you guys to get an Identity IQ, so we made sure we had other prizes in there. Whether it's, and they start from 5 referrals on, you guys start to get prizes right at 5 referrals. So and we're going to announce them on the late night show, the top 10 referrals. So thank you guys so much for that. We hit 388. These haters can't stop us. J-Rax, $20. Dog, number one podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank
10
you.
$10 from Cop Till You Flop. Here in the ATL, it's chicken wings and fries. We don't go on dates. Okay. And then $20, Chris Hill. What's up, FNF? What's up, ladies? Y'all looking fire tonight, by the way. I would say leave the water bottles and see if she would add value to my life by throwing them away for me. Okay.
Okay.
Mega Credit Boost, Inc., $100.
I just want to say I appreciate you guys bringing value to others. through this platform. All the women on the panel are gorgeous. Make sure you all take care of yourselves, knowing what happens to the other girl, which was tragic. Continued success. And yeah, man, because, yo, at the end of the day, bro, we all got sisters, we all got moms, we all got cousins, we all got women that we care about, and it's great to, you know, get both perspectives, you know, and then also you guys can use it as a learning point. Do not be like these simps. I tell you all the time, the most dangerous guys are guys with a scarcity mindset, bro. You do not want to be these guys, okay? RioX815, what's going on, gentlemen? Quick question, what is the best for burning fat in the gym? If you guys already have a video, I'll hit the archive. Stay blessed. Appreciate all your effort. I have a video on fat loss. Go to, down to the playlist. Search Fitness Fridays, and it's going to be right there. I talk about fat loss, and I put timestamps in every single one of the fitness videos now.
Yep.
Track your calories and make sure that you're in a calorie deficit. The video in there breaks it down for you, Rio. And that, thank you, guys. $100 super chat. Special fit on the next call-in show. I want to teach you two and everyone else the dark history about how this TS stuff started and why I'm fully against it, if you are willing to hear it.
Sure.
Hood Ninja Fresh. I don't know. We'll see, because that's a very sensitive topic on YouTube, and we might have to put that on Patreon. But
yeah, put it on, I was about to say, put it
we
in
can have
Zoom
that
call.
Conversation.
Zoom call.
Wayne, $100. Appreciate all the ladies tonight and the FNF crew. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Hollywood Superfly, $10. All the girls claiming they from the 6 but are from the 905. I just want to see Shay smile. Is that true?
Yeah, a lot of girls be claiming they're from Toronto, but they're not.
What's the 905?
905 is like just another area code that's not Toronto. So it's like you got Toronto, and then you got people from the outskirts, and all of them claim they're from Toronto. They're really from the outskirts.
From
like
Ohio.
Gotcha. So,
it's like 786.
Yeah.
Okay. Tory Lanez, congratulations to my boy Fresh for passing this test. By the way, would you consider getting waves?
It's funny. My barber just told me recently, yo, you need some waves, bro.
That's what I thought you had going on.
Yeah, it looks like you brush them.
I'm about to get some
yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
for all those people out there that say, hey, Byron, you ain't black, blah, blah, blah. Guys, I've had the way of spinning before. I just don't want to do it because it's a lot of brushing and it's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My hair is curly. For all you go, oh, Byron, you ain't black, bro. You can't be sure I'm talking, blah, blah, blah. Bro, if it was 1961 and there was a colored line, I'd be in there with all you other niggas, okay? So fuck out of here with that. Okay, so guys, thank you so much. We're going to